This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Initiate procedure.
Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
And back to school, fool.
Today's the day.
It is. Wow. I think it's like everyone. Now, Fester, yesterday you didn't even know what day of the week it was. You didn't know what number it was. You don't know what day it was. You knew nothing.
All that's over. That's in the past. I know, right. Today is the 10th.
Because your kids go back to school today, right?
Yes.
Welcome, folks. MJ and the crew here. Yeah, I'm looking at the list. It looks like it's really everyone. So Hillsborough, Pinellas, Pasco, Polk, Hernando, Manatee, Sarasota. Yeah, I don't have some of the other counties like, you know.
Well, Highlands
and
Hardee.
Exactly.
So, I pulled it together, but I've been crying in the car because it's It's my daughter's kindergarten first day.
Is she going to public school?
No, private school.
Oh, look at you guys. What are the schools in the West Chase area not good enough?
Yeah. The schools are great. I'm sorry. I'm not telling the truth. Doug is homeschooling her because Doug's a really great teacher.
No, he's not.
Oh, God.
First day of school.
I'm looking at the list here, and I'm looking at also the shortcomings that some of the schools have. You know that Hillsborough County is short almost 700 teachers? Is that true? Is that accurate? Come on.
Oh, well, think about this, MJ. How many schools are in, aren't there like 300 schools in Hillsborough County between elementary schools and middle schools and high schools?
You tell me, Encyclopedia Brown.
Yeah, there's a lot of school.
Is that still a thing? Do kids still read Encyclopedia Brown?
We read it every night.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's really old school. And so I have to change some of the language in it. Like they always refer to midgets. And so I
have to really? What do you...
Did you not? Just last night we read one.
wait. So, the word police, or are you? Wait a minute. Are you reading new copies of Encyclopedia Brown, or are you reading like books that were published like with a copyright date of 1970? Are you reading from an actual book, or are you reading from something online?
I'm reading from online, but these are the actual books. They're the exact books that were written. Whatever. I'll
what program is that? Where are you reading the books from?
Just on my iPhone, on my little books page.
Yeah, but what is providing the books? Is it, what is the service?
Is it an app, maybe?
It must be an app. Yeah.
So you don't know. Download. Did you pay for it?
Yeah, I bought the book.
Oh, so you bought Encyclopedia Brown.
Yes, I bought Encyclopedia Brown. I'm not going to some grifty Encyclopedia Brown dark web site.
Because I know that they canceled like some Curious George stuff. Didn't they cancel the Curious George book where he went to the hospital and he was getting all high on ether? That Curious George was huffing ether?
Yes.
Like he was going to the spray paint aisle at Home Depot or Lowe's or your friendly neighborhood Ace Hardware store, and he brought like a bag with him and sprayed like the Krylon gold spray paint and... But Curious George, Curious George went to the hospital and he got all dazed with the ether. He found like a bottle of ether, and then you saw him like with all the stars and crap circling around his head. And I think did his eyes go to like the X's or something? I'm trying to remember. And we've got my whole set of old Curious George books somewhere.
Yeah, he was curious about drugs and stuff that would do weird things to his body. That was before Just Say No, right?
I think he was a college-aged monkey. I mean, it was about the right time.
Why didn't he tell his dad to change his clothes for once?
You mean the man in the big yellow hat?
Yeah, how dirty is that hat? Wash it.
Probably lice infested. Probably.
Living with a monkey, wearing the same clothes every day.
Right, so did you find anything about the, is the ether book George goes to, the Curious George goes to the hospital, is that still around?
Curious George does crack, is that it?
Curious George has a meth lab out in Polk County.
He's a curious one.
Tell you what.
Have you found anything? I typed in
Have you found anything?
I typed down Curious George and canceled, and it went down a whole bunch of different rabbit holes.
No, I want to know.
The
Curious George Goes to the Hospital book, is that one still out there? Or if it is out there, did they take the, he's getting all high huffing ether, did they take that out of the book? All right, but you're telling me that the Encyclopedia Brown books that you're reading your kids, that it, the word midget is all through it? Or?
Oh, it is. It is. I need to, you know, I'm so tired when I read to her at night, but I'm always changing the language. They're also pretty chauvinistic. That Sally gets the short end of the stick all the time. That's his little Encyclopedia Brown's partner. But I'm going to start making notes of all the offensive in 2022 type of language. But I let her hear most of it, but I did change midget to little person.
Oh, you did?
On the fly. Yeah. You know, I'll be reading
it to her. Oh, so you're not going to expose your 5-year-old to the word midget?
I don't want her to go to school and start saying that.
Why? She go to school with a couple of midgets?
Well, they're all about that height, right?
She can't tell at that age.
All right. So school back in session. No, serious. As far as the shortages, I thought I heard that Hillsborough County was down like almost 700 teachers.
Right.
So is that true?
There's 303 public schools in Hillsborough County.
Right.
So if that's 2.5 teachers per school, it's dramatic, but not that dramatic.
But then also, Hillsborough County is also missing like nearly another 700 bus drivers and lunchroom ladies and cafeteria workers and other staff. Pinellas is not as bad. Pinellas needs like 100 teachers. Pasco needs hundreds of teachers. They need like, I saw 55 more bus drivers.
They need me to come in and sub?
With Pasco County, if you live 2 miles or less from the school, you got to walk.
Oh!
What? 2 miles?
That's not cool. That's dangerous.
That I walk 2 miles every night with the dogs, and I do it briskly. That's minimum for me is like 30 minutes.
Think about
32 minutes.
Sweaty these kids are going to be when they get to work and they're carrying all their backpacks.
Get to school.
Work school.
Yeah. We're here. Where do I punch in?
But I get to the beer factory. Right. I get to the brewery.
Grab a cup of coffee and get to your soldering machine.
All right, just getting rolling here, folks. Yeah, so be careful. Don't be a road maniac with the first day of school today. All right, 608 MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show at Q105. MJ here with Froggy Fester, Roxanne. 6:19 on this Wednesday again, the first day of school. And Fester had a mystery departure yesterday. I guess just like now, because he's departed and he's not in the studio right now.
A lot more air to breathe in here, Drew.
I just teased a few minutes ago that Fester left the show premature. He had a premature evacuation yesterday.
Oh.
he
I get it.
He left the program early, 9:20, and now Fester's not even in the studio.
He's building the drama.
Well, he wouldn't tell us.
He's a mess. No. He doesn't know where his wallet is. I had to let him in the building this morning.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He's like parked half on the curb.
Well. And he's not even...
I don't know where he's at right now.
Not even coming down the hall. I don't even know where the hell he is.
Well, usually you could feel him coming through the floor because he makes quite an impact with each step.
There's like some seismic rumbling. Yes. It would be...
Was that going to scream for him?
It would be... No. It would be detected by...
Let's check our phones to see if he is like, is he
locked out again? Well, no, because if he got locked out, he probably would have left his phone in here as well, so he'd be out in the parking lot. Well, thanks, Fester. Here, I've slated this time to talk about your mystery departure, and now he's not even in the damn studio. Oh, here he comes. Dude, come on, man. We've been back for a minute and a half. You know, we're back for a minute and a half. What are you doing? Because I'm talking about your mystery departure yesterday, and you wouldn't tell us anything.
Well,
where have you been? Literally, we've been back for nearly 2 minutes.
Have we really?
Come on, man. What is going on?
Don't speak is a shorter song.
Froggy just said that you're a mess.
Well, this morning he said.
I'm a disaster right now.
You've lost your wallet?
Well, no, I haven't lost my wallet. I had to stop.
He says you're parked like on the curb or the sidewalk here at the radio station parking lot?
All of which is true. I have not lost my wallet. I've stopped carrying a wallet because I told you this already. I have some sciatic issue going on. Ooh. And I think it goes back to me wearing a wallet and it hitting my joint at the right spot.
Oh, please.
She has nothing to do with your weight.
And I am a very tiny butted man. For being a large guy.
That is right. For being like a 350-pound dude. What is your current weight, by the way?
390.
No, it's not.
450.
No, it's not.
It's very flat. No, he's always had a flat.
It's like, I'm like a 298, 300 right in there. That's where I live.
This is true. You know, Fester being a large dude, what was your absolute max? Didn't you hit the...
Oh, we did the Fester 400.
The Fester 400.
I mean, boy.
Exactly.
If I would have only known then that those were the good old days, boy, I would have lived it up a little bit more.
What was your... Were you like 402? What was the absolute maximum?
I used to have...
402, remember?
Yeah, 402. I had to go to a place that would...
A truck stop with the scales.
Close.
You had to go on the cat scales.
I went at the
pilot truck stop.
I went to a scale where they weighed people in dialysis so they could also weigh the wheelchair.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
If you want to make an unfunny joke.
So wait a minute. So you think your wallet is giving you back pain?
I don't know if it's what caused it. However, I have hip pain right now, and the wallet only exacerbates it.
Yeah, you know, that does happen because after I had a baby, I was having... sciatic nerve.
Whatever. Okay. I don't know.
And guess what?
What?
It was because my pants were too tight. So things can rub on your,
hang on. Your pants were too tight, like in the waist, or
just
you were wearing those just ridiculously tight pants, like all, you know, they were like painted on your thighs. And...
Yeah, I was being very aggressive about getting back into my pre-baby clothes. Aggressive.
Okay. All right, that's what it was. Now.
Those tight pants got you pregnant in the first place.
Fester, you have not pursued. Oh. You made like a cursory mention when you got back from vacation. Over what? Well, it's 2 weeks now, right? You've been back from vacation like 2 weeks? All right. Right?
Yeah.
About 2 weeks. So you made a mention that you might need me to hook you up with Dr. Mark, my buddy who's a spine surgeon, and you never really pursued it again.
You're going to get spine surgery?
No.
Oh, just have him check it out.
He knows a thing or two about joints and how things are supposed to line up. I think he has a specialty with large people.
Okay.
And
that's you.
Need Dr. Mark to take a look at my hip and small butt area.
Well, maybe I can text him and see if he's available in the next segment before I get to the morons in the news. And maybe you can run by what's bothering you and maybe he can set up an appointment.
So
maybe you should lose weight.
I stopped carrying. Oh, that's a terrible idea. If Dr. Mark went to medical school just to tell me that.
You know, people that have the diabetes, if people... in some cases, just lose weight, their diabetes goes away?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one kind. Yeah.
Which one? That's type two. Type two, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that would be the two kind.
Yeah.
So, I stopped carrying a wallet. And in my wallet, I always carry that key pass to get into the building. So I started wearing it on a lanyard. And I've been driving my wife's car for a couple of days. She's back in town.
Oh, so
she's
back in her new Tesla.
There goes your Tesla vacation.
Yeah. It's over now. And I'm driving the Lincoln in today.
Let me guess. You left your lanyard with your building pass in your wife's Tesla.
So I know that if I don't have my lanyard, I better race to the back of the building because that's where Froggy's, you know, doing his show prep. And
I thought he was gonna. I thought I was about to get shot or something. The way he pulled in right in front of me on the curb.
I think I can see.
I'm like, this is it. I'm about to get whacked.
And there's no lighting back there.
No,
today.
It's all so dark
from the front of our building.
Like a drive by with a Tech 9.
Yeah, you see that car coming, you think it's Paulie Walnuts.
So. No guns. Yeah, right, no guns. All right. So from the front of the building, I can see Froggy's like taillight illuminated. I go, ooh, Froggy's here. I'll get in with him. Then the taillight goes off. I'm like, oh, crap. He's walking in the building. I'm going to miss him by a second. And if he's stuck out here, then I have to call him or call Andrew or something. So I floor it. I got it.
I thought I was
right down the strip here.
God. And, can you imagine me? This is coming towards me. I'm like, this is it.
So I come whipping around, and Froggy, he has his hands in the air.
Are you serious? Like, I was like this.
His hands
about to get attacked.
He was wincing. I was nowhere near him. He was wincing.
Oh, it was kind of scary. The lights are all broken out there today for some reason. There's no lights.
Well,
the whole place is broken.
So
I mean, let's be honest.
So I see Froggy, and that's when I tell him, hey, I'm a disaster today. And he's like, you're a disaster. You're this decade.
Well, I didn't even get to the point that you left the show early. Fester said to me, like, was it what, 8:42? When we went to the break at like 8:42, 8:45 yesterday, after we finished our long. Hey, folks, early listeners, do you know that from about 7:24 every day till like 8:43 every day, we do an hour and 20 minutes of nonstop MJ Morning Show. Nonstop.
There's people who probably take their kids to school, able to drop them off, come all the way home, and enjoy nonstop action.
Exactly. I mean, we don't take breaks. We don't play music. It's just the MJ Morning Show nonstop for an hour and 20 minutes. From like 7:23, 7:24, all the way to like 8:43 every single morning. Hey, Fester, I'm running a little late here.
All right.
But I've got morons in the news queued up. We'll get to that next. But also, first, though, I want to talk to you about your mystery departure yesterday and the fact that you wouldn't tell us what the hell it was. This better be good. You better not be.
Better be good.
Okay, I'll tell you right now. At best, it's me.
With a name like Smucker's, it's gotta be good.
I just had a Smucker sandwich.
It's average. It's not good. It's average. If you guys want to know, I'll tell you. But it's average.
All right, great. All right. Well, listen. Morons in the news next will not be average today. So stand by.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, 6:36. It is the MJ Morning Show that you happen to be listening to. I've got a spectacular pile of morons in the news sitting right here. Get to this momentarily. Got to deal with Fester's business first and his mystery departure from the program yesterday, where he made it all secretive and wouldn't tell us exactly, you know, why he was leaving. So this better be good. Oh, and also for the early listeners, the clock is ticking. Monday begins our massive Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet giveaway. You want to talk about some back to school action? Holy schnit. Man, this is amazing. We have 20, Not one, not two, not five, not like one a day, not like one for the week. We are giving away next week 20 Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets. These are full-blown Windows computer tablets that are incredible. Oh, did you see the picture I put up on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook? Did you see the image of me in the studio after the show yesterday?
Yeah, the photograph was taken at 10:26 a.m.
Yeah, you can see on the digital clock in the studio.
Are they here? Are they around?
Hey, did you grab this photo yet, Andrew? They are. Andrew, did you grab this photo? All right, do me a favor. I need you to make a post.
I have an idea.
Hold on. Well, go ahead. Yeah, what?
How about we stack them up, see if the computers are taller than you?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I'm just really, saying. Because really both of them, I was looking at the picture, I was like, wait a minute.
They're not taller than me.
I mean, it's a lot of computers.
Oh, jeez. It is.
Comes up to his chest, probably.
Hey, Andrew, grab the post and grab the photo of me in the studio. Roxanne, by the way, is holding up the Q105 sign.
Yeah, I was his prop girl. And I don't want your hands in there. Could you please move your hands down so they're hidden?
Oh, my gosh.
I was wondering how they got that sign to balance. Roxanne, behind it.
Well, it would have been weird if it was just like a hand holding this. Like, you saw a hand like was it? The thing from the Addams Family, you know, just like the thing's hand. So if you see this picture, by the way, it's on our Facebook. It's on the MJ Morning Show Facebook page. It's on the MJ Morning Show Instagram account. It's on my personal certified MJ radio account. So social media wise, you can follow us on Facebook. Now, Fester, you manage our Facebook, right?
Manage.
Yeah, manage. I post things occasionally and try to reply back to people on our Facebook.
You got
to
do it every day, not occasionally. No. You got to do it every day.
That is the goal.
All right.
That's yes. Quality's so, job one.
On Facebook, MJ Morning Show. On Instagram, MJ Morning Show. Give us a follow.
Twitter.
My personal Instagram is Certified MJ Radio. So Instagram, do MJ Morning Show and then Certified MJ Radio. Give us follows. And then on Twitter, MJ Morning Show on Twitter.
And
I,
TikTok?
Okay. No.
What happened, Fest?
Hold on.
I don't want anything to do with TikTok.
You caved?
It's a Chinese communist spy operation. I don't want anything to do with TikTok.
We have reserved the name of our show on TikTok.
So it can't be squatted by somebody else, yeah, I guess.
I don't need Michael Johnson doing a show out of his basement stealing MJ Morning Show from us. So we have the name, but we don't keep it active.
Well, because Fester was starting to post stuff on TikTok after I instructed him I don't want to be on TikTok. Because, again, the Chinese communist government, they have all the access to every bit of data through the Chinese company that owns TikTok. And listen, our own government, the FBI, put out a warning that Americans should not be on TikTok. That if you have the app on your phone, you ought to take it off. I mean, our U.S. intelligence agencies have come out and said, you know, you don't need to be on TikTok because of the security risks.
See, Froggy, see what you get?
What's the mail, Karen?
Never mention it's a Kevin.
Is it Carl?
Kevin. Now, here's the deal. On the tablet giveaway, ladies and gentlemen, starting on Monday, let me get back to what I was saying.
Yeah, that's right.
How do we get distracted?
I don't know.
Oh, because the picture of me with the tablets. I took a photo of me in the studio after the program yesterday, and I'm standing in front of 20 Microsoft Surface Pro 8. This is the latest version of the Microsoft Surface tablet. It is fantastic. And the units we're giving away, the minimum value, the retail price is over $1,200 a piece. Each one is over $1,200 a piece. And starting on Monday, we're giving away one tablet every hour during the MJ Morning Show all week long. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, next week, the 6 o'clock hour, 7, 8, and 9 o'clock hours, all 4 hours of the MJ Morning Show, we're giving away a tablet worth over $1,200.
People are so excited about this.
It is going to be incredible. Thanks to our buddy Dom, the IT guy at Team Logic IT. If you need an IT company, folks, if you need any type of computer work for your business, You want DomTheITGuy.com. DomTheITGuy.com. 20 of these tablets. It's over $24,000. And then as the week goes on, we have a couple of surprises because we have some of the really, really high-end juiced-up units with, like, faster processors, more memory. So we'll explain all of that. But this is exciting. Spread the word. Next Monday, 6 a.m., we give away the first tablet. So listen for details on how to win. 20 tablets next week. All right. Fester situation, before I get into morons in the news. So Fester makes a big deal. 8:45 yesterday, we go to a break.
I actually made a very little deal about it. Hey, I'm leaving. I don't want to talk about it.
You said, I'm leaving. Oh, come on. That's a big deal.
You made it a big deal.
Fester says to me, hey, just so you know, I'm leaving at 9:20. Right after we finish the segment and we go to break at 9:20, I'm leaving. But I don't want to talk about it. I'm not going to tell you why I'm leaving.
Don't ask. And all you did was ask.
Of course, you're leaving, and you wouldn't tell us. So, yeah, I think that constitutes a big deal. You were making a big deal.
I was doing the exact opposite.
MJ, I have a feeling this might be a turd of a thing that he did.
I'm telling you guys, it's not going to be like, oh, my God, that's amazing.
Can we at least fake it?
Yeah, you guys can fake your reaction.
If you left for not a big deal, if you left the show early and you said, oh, I can't tell you where I'm going, I don't want to talk about it on the air, and now if you reveal what it is and it sucks, then you were just trying to, you were working us.
No.
Things are
relative to people.
Yeah, why the hell did you leave at 9:20 yesterday and you wouldn't tell us why?
All right, so my wife was supposed to come home from her trip to Illinois on Monday. She's board her plane at 1 o'clock, be home at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. And what was yesterday?
Yesterday was Tuesday. Okay. Her flight was delayed and delayed and delayed 10 hours at this little podunk airport in the middle of Illinois.
What happened?
And then at 11 o'clock Monday night, they canceled the flight.
What airline was she on?
Allegiant.
What? That's not an airline.
Allegiant.
Allegiant.
Oh, he's joking. Yes, Roxanne, you're right.
He's joking around. He's trying to say Allegiant.
We make jokes sometimes. So anyway, she's on Allegiant. She flies to Bloomington, Illinois. Going there is no problems. And we've flown Allegiant. It goes to one of these small airports. It's the only airline that does it.
Allegiant.
So the Allegiant people were very nice. Going up, coming back. Hey, everybody, the flight's going to be delayed a little bit. Weather issues in Florida. And then we had big rain, so I told her, that might be true. 10-hour delay. Eventually, the flight gets canceled. Everybody's scrambling for hotel rooms now in Bloomington, Illinois on a Monday night, which is amazing.
Oh, my Jesus.
You better start playing more of those bits because that's the best part of it.
Amazing. I'm telling you, this is not a great story. So
I should play more of these sound effects.
Please, you gotta pepper it up, as they say.
But it's a matter of time. She's not lonely.
Oh, there we go. Now we're talking.
You keep playing your sound effects. So that's totally screwed up my day. It screwed up everybody's day on Tuesday because the idea was Allison would be back in town and I'd be at work yesterday morning. So out of middle of the night, dead sleep, I had to wake up my mother-in-law to come over to be at the house at 5:30 so she could, you know, not have the kids be alone. She was at the house, but my mother-in-law says,
is it sound effect time?
What happened?
She said,
that's what Fester's mother-in-law said.
What happened?
Oh.
So she says, I can't stay past 10 o'clock. I'm like, well, that's terrible. I mean, we're on the radio till like 9:50. I couldn't be home till at least 10:30. She's like, no, I have to leave at 10. And I'm like, why do you have to leave at 10 so specific on a Tuesday morning? And she had to go to the dermatologist to get something lanced off.
Oh.
She's like, no. I cannot be late for this appointment.
That's what I want to think about is Fester's mother-in-law needed to get something lanced off.
Bowl of Cocoa Puffs. But
was it a Susan Boyle? Wouldn't she have to get lanced off?
I'm telling you, this is not a great story.
It really is not.
I know. I don't know what it is. Me and old people, they get things.
Why don't you just tell us it's so non-
Why? Because I didn't want to get my mother-in-law needed something lanced off.
He was working us over. He wanted to make it seem like it was some big mystery. That's what it was. He was trying to make it seem like, Fester's got somewhere to go.
Yeah, you really were. You're playing it up.
A big mystery.
You're like going to take care or something. No. Make it sound like you got to get a vasectomy.
I got it. But if he would have asked a million questions yesterday. No, it's not it at all. All things being equal, I would have preferred not to talk about it at all.
So however, is that it?
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Right. My wife's flight was delayed a whole 23 hours. It took off yesterday at noon. She got home yesterday afternoon.
That's a story, sucks. But everybody's going through
it. I'll
that
give
now.
You a fake laugh.
Yeah.
That was really good. Right, guys? Wasn't that a good story?
The much better. Right.
My fake laugh is kind of like this.
that's a laugh?
That's what I'm saying. It's my fake
so,
one.
Listen. The much better story is the chaos that my wife caused at TSA at this dog and pony show of an airport in the middle of a cornfield in Illinois.
Was she traveling with an emotional support dog?
I got to mark this down because we got to do that later because I got to do morons in the news early edition. All right, so I'll tell you what. Next hour, I'm going to mark this down. Fester
redeems
wife.
Himself.
Hang on. Fester wife TSA. What's the, like incident?
I guess it would be an incident. They made an incident report.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Your wife is the subject of a TSA incident report?
A file has been started?
She's like one of those people from that old Southwest Airlines TV show.
Oh, remember that?
Oh, so they still show that on a couple networks.
I like that show, and
it was great.
Yeah,
people went nuts.
People were flipping out.
Flipping out at Southwest.
That was years ago. All right, I got to get to early morons of the news. You know what? This whole segment here.
Look at me. I told you it was a mediocre
good job,
story.
But listen, we've had good stuff, especially talking about giving away all these 20 Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets.
Yeah, but then we lost time with
Yeah.
I never wanted to talk about it in the first place.
It's like being abducted by aliens. Where'd those last 10 minutes go?
All right, here's what I have to do. Here's what we're doing. I have to do just nonstop, wall-to-wall morons in the news in the next segment. All right, we got a missing body. Do you know that FedEx transports bodies?
Really?
All right, hold on. This is a crazy story. I got a bunch of local stuff. I got people getting hit in the face with meat. I got all kinds of stuff going on. All right, hold on. We'll get to early morons in the news next. Don't move. We're back in minutes. You want to hear this segment. It's crazy stuff. And it's next here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Stand by.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show, Q105, 659, almost 7 o'clock here at the MJ broadcast on Q105. That's right. The MJ Morning Show is back on Q105. Early morons in the news. I'm running just a wee bit late, so we got to just dive right into this. Now, I made a mention about FedEx, a missing box that contained the body. And, yeah, I've got the same questions you have. Are you allowed to ship a body via FedEx?
We tried to ship a dwarf.
We did.
Well, I mean, is it a service they offer, or was somebody trying to pull one on them? Because FedEx will ship a big box.
Well, here's the deal. I saw this, and I'm like, whoa, what? I had not heard of this story. FedEx box containing suspected murder victim's body has been missing for 3 years. I've never really heard of FedEx losing a box. I mean, I've had delayed shipments, but I have never, ever, ever in my probably hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of packages that have been shipped FedEx, whether it's the express service overnight or 2 day or whatever, or the home delivery, the ground delivery. I don't think I've ever, ever had a package go missing. You know what? I'm going to make that statement and I'm going to jam my flag in the ground right now. I have never had a FedEx or a UPS package ever completely go missing. It's never happened to me. No.
Wow, nice flag, by the way.
And I'm telling you right now that it's got to be thousands of packages between, you know, FedEx and UPS. Now, U.S. Postal Service.
That's a different story.
I've had something go missing. USPS, yeah.
And of all the things they lose one with a body in it?
Yeah, all right, here's
you
the
telling
deal.
Me?
This is a story from Atlanta, and the remains of this murder victim, his body, which was shipped, it's still missing. This was shipped in a FedEx box 3 years ago.
Oh, that thing is rank.
Yeah, they should be able to smell it and find it.
I know.
Jeffrey Merriweather, 32. This guy died in Atlanta back in 2019. And his remains were sent to the Fulton County Medical Examiner. The remains were sent to the Fulton County Medical Examiner, then to a facility in St. Louis for more testing. Because what happened was the guy died, but there was something suspicious about the decomposition of the body because it happened so fast. And they sent it to some special lab, and they FedExed the body, the remains. They FedExed the remains, and then the shipment went missing.
All right, hold on a second.
But dude, where's my dead body?
It's not a dead body anymore, okay? They didn't ship like a 165-pound man.
Right, it was, but that's what I want to imagine.
But it was whatever the remains that were left. But
a cadaver.
It wasn't cremains.
No. It was
bones.
It weighed 18 pounds. But it was a normal-sized package.
He was a little person.
Dude, I know. I have the story here.
I know, but everybody's making it sound like, you know, it was a coffin with, you know, it said overnight on it.
Eight heads in a duffel bag.
Yeah. That's not what it was.
But the deal is, it was a human body remains that were sent, and FedEx lost it. It's crazy. Now, incidentally, there's more to the story that the shipment of the body remains might have broken federal law. The National Funeral Directors Association says that only the U.S. Postal Service can legally ship human remains.
Really?
And it must follow specific protocols. A FedEx spokesman said the shipments of this nature are prohibited within the FedEx network. It's a nightmare you can't wake up from. Kathleen Merriweather, Jeffrey's mother, I need closure. They don't know where. This is 3 years ago.
Maybe it went to the lab, but because the lab is only open during normal business hours, maybe it was delivered like on a weekend and left there and someone just stole it.
A porch pirate?
A porch pirate took the bones.
A porch pirate thinking it was, you know, maybe a set of pots and pans.
Right.
Okay. Took the package and turned, oh, man. Oof.
This would be the worst thing a porch pirate could get. But this isn't the case because FedEx, they had it in their facility. They found it again, right? They delivered it.
The thing is missing. The body is missing. The story that I have is officials say the body was found in an abandoned house 10 days after the guy was reported missing. According to reports, the medical examiner was puzzled because the body decomposed very quickly. So they examined it. Then they sent it to a special lab in St. Louis. And that's when the thing went missing. And FedEx has no idea what happened.
Who signed for it?
I don't know. I don't know who signed for it.
That's what they got to investigate.
Tell you what, I don't know where it is, but I was at my post office. This is like, I don't know, 5 years ago. And I was at the window. And, you know, they have like these stickers and stuff and all kinds of little things. And I saw they had a sticker that said like human remains.
Oh.
Or it said cremated remains. They have a sticker.
Oh.
The U.S. Postal Service has an actual sticker. It's like a gray sticker. And it says like human remains or cremated. I said, hey, can I have one of those? And they gave me one. So somewhere
you're like a 10-year-old.
Can I have one of those stickers, mister? Have you ever heard of the website Trust Dale? A consumer website?
Yeah, I have. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So they call this facility that the Fulton County Medical Examiner sent there.
Right.
Box to the FedEx facility.
That's called the black hole. I saw that. Is that what you're reading?
Yes.
Yeah.
So a lot of packages apparently get lost here.
I don't know what's going on. Well, guess what? This dude was lost there.
The black hole.
It's
how terrible are they managing their packages in the black hole?
Well, FedEx typically is not bad at all. FedEx does a good job. I've never lost a package via FedEx, but this facility apparently in the Atlanta area is just known for just stuff just falling into a black hole, okay, I guess.
They have a change.org petition about this FedEx facility in Atlanta with 4,222 signatures on it. There's a lot of people that have been screwed by this FedEx facility.
Oh, wow. So what's going on? Is it like a portal? Is it like a wormhole that's taking packages to another part of the universe? What's going on?
Probably.
All right. Morons of the News continues. If you're a copper thief, all right, and you know, this happens a lot of times. They call it pulling wire. You know, it's a big problem. You know, with the housing boom and when they're building a ton of tract homes, they're building a ton of homes in a new development. You know one of the problems that exists, right?
Yeah, stealing the copper wire.
Copper wire thieves. So you get all these homes that are wired and it's not drywall, just all the copper going through, you know, the studs inside the house. When copper prices were higher, or listen, people still, copper's come down, because home starts have slowed down. But this is a big problem. You have thieves that go into neighborhoods under construction, and they will steal copper pipe. They'll steal copper wires. I mean, they'll literally cut the wires out of the wall and then amass giant loads of copper then to sell for scrap.
Didn't we figure out that a lot of times people who are in methamphetamines, they get into that?
People that are methamphetamines?
On meth.
Yeah, people on meth. Yeah.
Yes, all and right. So when they go to the houses and they pull everything apart. And then I was just reading a story about a guy, a transient meth head rakes in $95,000 by stealing copper to support his $100 a day meth habit. So
yeah.
It's not just regular people stealing copper. It's also meth heads stealing copper.
I never delineated. It's like just,
there's a bunch of episodes of Cops and whenever they stop a guy that they think is stealing something, they're always have like copper in their hair.
They've got
that copper.
They've got burglary tools.
I bought it.
So what is the worst thing can happen? If you're a copper thief, if you're stealing copper, whether it's a construction site, whatever, and you go to the recycling center to sell your copper that you've stolen, what's the worst possible thing that can happen when you get to that recycling center to try to sell your stolen copper?
Oh, no.
What's the worst thing that could happen? Anybody?
You walk into a power line?
Anybody?
Well, that would be bad.
That would be nasty, yeah.
I don't know. Worse than that?
Do they have like a metal grinder or something there?
No.
Is that where you're going?
No.
Okay.
Is it just shut down?
No.
You get there and they're closed.
How about the cops are there investigating copper theft?
The copper cops.
The cops were there. This is just bad timing, man. This is wrong place, wrong time. So a guy's been charged with stealing copper wire from interstate lights.
Interstate.
This is nuts. This guy would go on the roads and go to the big light poles and open up the, like, the little hatches where the electronic, he would rip the wires out. He was selling that copper, apparently.
Wow.
And this happened in West Virginia. So the guy has a whole load of stolen copper. He shows up at the recycling center to sell the copper. Guess what? The cops were there. Detectives were at the recycling center inquiring about any people coming in with lots of copper wire. The
copped
guy,
copper? Cops?
Yeah. Yeah. Put your hands up. The coppers are here. Let me see that cop. Wait.
Andrew, what? Roxanne already did that joke about about 2 minutes ago.
But it was good.
It was so good.
Sorry, I was trying to write.
Yeah, okay.
So, writing jokes.
No problem.
Yeah.
All right, MJ.
Yeah.
If you have like one of those trucks with a bucket and you start going up to interstate signs, nobody's going to stop you or question you.
It's like to the cop.
No, it's not interstate signs.
Interstate lights.
Interstate lights.
Yeah.
I don't think he's not in a bucket truck.
How do you get up there?
No, the base, the base, you have like little like hatch doors a lot of times where the electronic connections are inside.
Oh, I thought he climbed to the top and ripped the wire out.
Oh my God, guys, you know what it's like? It's like they're copper cops or something. It's like they're copper cops.
So Clarence Wayne Giles, 31, is accused of stealing copper from interstate light poles. And then sold the copper for nearly $16,000 in cash.
Whoa!
Listen,
how much did he get?
4,734 pounds of copper.
How much are in a light post?
He was stealing a lot of wire from a lot of light posts.
Is that why they're all blue?
So this guy would then take the wire to the recycling center and sell it. Nearly $16,000 in cash. Cops are investigating. During the investigation,
he pulls up.
They're at the copper recycling place, and he shows up with all of this wire. Bozo.
Did you say copper?
What an absolute schmuck. Yeah, I said the copper cops. hey, during the investigation, deputies in West Virginia discovered a hole cut in a fence at a light post near a certain mile marker on Interstate 64.
Whoa.
I-64. And
this guy had quite an operation going.
This guy is a bozo. So
he might have been the main culprit. I mean, that's so much cash they had to dole out to that guy.
This is literally his full-time job.
Yeah, the guy stole wire and he caused, I mean, massive amounts of lights on I-64 and Interstate 77 to not work because he was stealing the wire.
Blacking out streets.
Blacking out the interstate.
Hey, maybe that's what happened in our back parking lot back here.
Yeah, the copper guy was there. But we better call the copper cops.
That should be even more, another charge. That's dangerous.
No, but this is a deal. Hey, last weekend, I was riding with the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. Last Saturday night, I was out with Lieutenant DeCobo.
Cool.
And a lot of folks know him. And we were driving through some of these new neighborhoods that are being built. And he said, yeah, we got a lot of theft going on in here. We've got copper thieves. We were just talking about the copper thieves ripping out wire just last Saturday night.
You know, they should have a police detective reality show just based on that division.
What should it be called?
Yeah, Roxanne, what would they call that show?
The Copper Cop.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Copper Cops is filmed on location with the men and women of law enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
I told you guys she has jokes.
Put down that copper, sir. We're the Copper Cops.
All right, are you going to cop to this crime?
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Oh, man, I still have a ton of good morons, but we'll have to sprinkle them in during the course of the show. You got the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. Any update on the French Bulldogs? Did you check and see if any were sold due to the MJ Morning Show? I asked you to check into that, but I'm guessing you dropped the ball.
I don't specifically recall you asking me to check into it.
Of course I did.
However, about the go-karts? You went to the go-karts, right?
Okay, so the auction was yesterday online.
Right.
How much do you think these went for?
Well, hold on. Hold on to that thought. Hang on to that thought. We'll get to that next.
High-low game.
And Roxanne, you want to talk about your therapist?
It's not my therapist.
You have a therapist? Oh, okay.
No, I don't have a therapist. I mean, not that that's wonderful if you do. I just don't have time.
All right, hold on. Hold on to that thought. Let's talk about Roxanne's therapist. Oh, you see the plane crash on the highway in California? That is crazy. All right, hang on. We're loaded. We're back in a minute. Don't move. Long chunk of the MJ Morning Show begins next here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show, Q105, 723. Hey, Fester, say something. I had to clear my throat.
I need to say something.
Well, yeah, we both do.
I want to say Hi to Max and Luke, and good luck on your first day of school. They're listening right now. And like I told you, when you get to pick your seat, sit next to the prettiest girl and make her laugh. She'll probably end up doing your homework. And sit next to the toughest guy. Make him laugh, and he'll protect you.
Wait a minute. So these are froggy.
That's the worst advice ever.
These are froggy tips for your kids on the first day of school?
Yes. They get to pick their seats, and of course, sit next to the prettiest girl that they think, you know, they'll make them laugh.
Do they ride the bus to school, or your wife drives them to school?
We make them walk.
See, today...
No, my wife drives them.
See, today...
They're in the car right now.
See, today, Hadley and Hudson have their first day of school. I gave Hudson the exact opposite advice. Square up the biggest kid in the class and knock him out.
Oh, come on.
And claim your supremacy, because kindergarten...
Well, then use the restroom in the corner?
You're telling your kid to claim his turf and... Listen,
kindergarten.
Hold on, you're telling your kid to hit another kid in kindergarten on the first day?
Not just hit him.
What are you talking about?
Knock him out.
What is wrong with you?
But he's going to be labeled a bully. No, he's going to go after the biggest kid?
He's going to get kicked out of school on his first day.
If you don't hit the biggest kid, you become friends with him and make him laugh and entertain him.
You knock his ass out.
You're insane.
What is wrong with you?
Your son's going to get his ass kicked.
What am I working with between Fester and Froggy?
My advice was good.
Your advice was terrible and sexist.
Sexist? How?
Sit next to the prettiest girl. Oh, maybe she'll do your homework.
My God.
You go up to the biggest, bulliest kid and you right in the nose.
Boys, don't listen to that advice.
No, you don't.
Don't listen. Max Luke, never do it.
Do not listen to Fester.
Hudson,
nobody listening to the show.
Fester, you're going to be upset when he does it and he gets expelled the first day.
No kids that are listening with their parents or whatever, nobody follow Fester's moronic advice.
Follow mine.
Noses love to bust like cherries, okay?
Dude, you need to get a cat skin on your head. You must have a tumor or something.
Child services show up.
And I hope Hadley has a great first day in fifth grade.
What are you suggesting she do? What, slash tires in the parking lot of the teachers? What is wrong with you, Fester?
You can't bring a slashing device on school grounds.
Speaking of school, this is nuts. In Pasco County, if you live up to 2 miles away, you got to walk?
I think that's always been the law.
I just got a text as well. Is that way in Pinellas County, too?
2 miles? Oh, come on.
My day, I used to walk 2 miles. Oh, I got to do it now. Damn it.
So, Pasco County, apparently, up until last year, Pasco County used to offer what they called courtesy bus service to kids that lived between, I guess, 0 and 2 miles from the school. Listen, if you live right next door, clearly you walk.
Yeah, but does this depend on weather? Yeah, what's the cutoff?
Guys, listen, I'm sorry. A 2 mile walk to school for a kid, that is too freaking long.
And there's going to be like kidnappers lined up waiting.
All right.
And they're going to be exhausted when they get there, if they make it.
Or their blood will be flowing and they'll be ready to learn.
What's every story of a kid getting taken? They're walking home from school.
I know that I walk 2 miles every night when I finish my afternoon show.
And people think you're a little kid walking, right?
And they're like, hey, let's kidnap that kid with the poofy hair and the two dogs. Yeah. And it's like, wait.
Are you guys done with your stupid short jokes?
Why is that five-year-old walking two dogs?
Is he doing an Instagram live?
Guys, shut up.
We need to call, what is it? What's the services that takes care of the kids? DCF. Yeah. Child Protective Service.
Oh, because there's a kid wandering the neighborhood.
Is Roxanne getting on the bandwagon?
You guys having fun? Great. All right.
I'm just kidding. You're really tall.
Like I haven't heard short jokes my entire life.
Yeah, but we like to put a little creative edge on it.
Oh, yeah, so creative. All right. So, I'm sorry. 2 miles is too long. I walk 2 miles with the dogs every single night. And when I hustle, when I really do a fast-paced, brisk walk, I do 2 miles in like 31 to 32 minutes. And that's a brisk walk.
What kind of brisk?
It's
like a swift walk.
Brisk.
Brisk. Quit walking quickly. Yeah,
brisk, like that iced tea. Remember?
That's brisk, baby.
So it's over half an hour, and I'm walking fast with the dogs. 2 miles at a 30 to 40 minute walk for, that's too long. And in some cases I saw in Pasco, some kids, they need to like cross like six lane highway, like State Road 54, I think.
54, and, US 19.
I'm sorry.
Busy
that's
roads.
US 19, no way. And
oh, no,
they got
to
carry their backpack. They're almost like a soldier.
That's too much. I'm sorry. A kid that's 2 miles from school should not have to walk. I would say half a mile. That would be the cutoff. I think anything over a half a mile, a kid should take a bus to school.
This is insane.
You know what? When I run for office, when I become, I don't know,
you know,
mayor?
Radio guys
Governor.
Running for school board isn't unheard of.
Yeah. I mean, who would do that?
I don't know.
Anyway, where was... Oh, so we got a lot of crap here. First of all, I want to remind everybody that beginning on Monday, we're giving away 20 Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet computers. This is going to be stupendous. So Monday, coming up Monday, we start giving out these Microsoft Surface Pro 8s at 6 a.m., then 7 a.m., then 8 a.m., then 9 a.m. Every single hour during the MJ Morning Show next week, all 5 days, we're giving away these Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets. These are full-blown Windows 11 computers. They are phenomenal. The build quality, the screen, these are fast Intel processors inside. These are incredible. And we've hooked up with our buddy Don, the IT guy from Team Logic IT. You want to talk about a kick butt back to school contest? We're giving away 20 of these things next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Every hour, we're giving away another Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet computer. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6, 7, 8, and 9 o'clock hours. Listen and win. We'll give you all the details coming up. It's going to be very, very easy as we're giving away 20, not one, not two, not three, 20 tablet computers, top end. I mean, we're talking top shelf Microsoft Surface tablets here. And it all starts on Monday morning at 6 a.m. right here on the MJ Morning Show. Fester, tell me about your wife was on her little trip to see this, so what, high school friend?
No, it's a cousin.
Or whatever the hell it
high
is.
High school
it's
sweetheart,
it's
huh?
It's a relative, I wish.
So Fester's wife grabs an, what do you call it, allegiant?
Allegiant. Allegiant?
No, earlier.
Yeah, you said allegiant.
Earlier you called it allegiant.
Allegiant Airlines allegiant is what she flies up there.
She flew to what, like Champaign, Urbana, or whatever the hell
so
it's called?
So that's where her cousin lives.
Okay.
The next nearest podunk cornfield town is Bloomington, Illinois. So she flew into Bloomington. I don't know if that's how they say it there, but that's where they flew. And she gets there no problem last week. She took an early morning flight. Everything was fine. The deal was she was leaving on Monday. At like 1 o'clock.
Anyway, Fester told the story last hour. Allison's flight was, what, canceled twice?
It was delayed for 10 hours and then ultimately canceled like 11 o'clock at night.
Got home a day late.
Yeah, she got home.
She was late by 24 hours on Allegiant, right?
Well,
flying back into PIE?
Allegiant doesn't have a bunch of airplanes. Like if you got on like Delta, they may have another flight coming up in 2 hours.
Allegiant has two airplanes, I think.
And they used both of them for this flight.
Allie and Giant.
Yeah.
All right. So coming back, though, on top of her flight having all kinds of problems, Allison Fester's wife, she had a TSA incident.
Chief.
And you've given me a box with something inside, and am I to assume that whatever is inside this box contains the TSA problem that your wife had at security?
There was a written up complaint or something?
The file started.
Oh, that's good.
On her?
I mean, I don't
know. Your wife has a TSA file?
She had to give her information. I mean, I don't know if there's an... I don't think there's an investigation or anything.
What? Tell me the story as concisely and as cogently as possible.
I'm the wrong guy for that.
What happened with Allison, your wife, at the TSA in Illinois coming back?
Be sure you do her voice really good.
Don't do that voice. Don't, please.
Because that's not exactly how she sounds.
That's exactly. Go ahead.
Why do you have to encourage that, please?
Fester, please tell a story.
To win the affection of our children, my wife feels that whenever she travels, she must bring back a present.
A gift.
A gift for the kids. And she tells me.
Well, a lot of parents do that.
I know.
A lot of dads, moms, if they travel, they bring the kids back some kind of souvenir from whatever city they are in, whatever.
Right. But she didn't bring back a t-shirt that said, my mom went to Illinois and all I got was this crappy t-shirt. She likes to bring back like a stuffed animal for my daughter and some kind of toy, like a truck or something for my son.
Nice.
And she buys this item. And she had to go through security twice. She went through security on Monday, only to have her flight canceled. And she had to go back through security on Tuesday to get home.
Yeah.
Monday, no issue.
Oh, so she whatever is in this box, she got through on Monday, but then on the rescreen the next day?
Okay. The Monday crew wasn't working on Tuesday. And it was a federal case all of a sudden.
Whatever's in this box, and again, this box is just a generic box with the item.
It's just a storage box.
Whatever's in this box, and by the way, I'm holding it up to MJ TV right now. If you ever want to watch our show live, we've got cameras in the studio. You can watch the show live as it happens on TV. It's MJ TV. And the live stream link, it's all at mjmorningshow.com, mjmorningshow.com. Just click on MJTV, and then all the shows are archived, so you can watch the show later in the day or at night or whatever and go back whatever days and weeks you want. All right, so I'm holding up the box. In this box, you're telling me whatever's here got through the TSA security in Southern Illinois, whatever the hell the airport was. It got through okay on Monday, but on Tuesday it turned into a federal case?
No issues. All right. On Monday. So
can I open the box?
It's packed in the luggage. So it's not like it's on the top. It's packed in the luggage.
This is the carry-on.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's a TSA screening at the checkpoint.
And it goes through the radar. It goes through the screen,
it's
the
not,
x-ray.
It's not radar.
Whatever, it goes through the box.
I clocked that bag on the belt doing 0.2 miles an hour.
Give it a ticket.
So, and she could see the person looking at the screen. Their eyes light up.
Oh, and wow. And
then they talk into the walkie-talkie, and then suddenly every TSA agent in the entire greater central Illinois area apparently showed up.
Code red, gun, 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 code red, code red.
Wait, they had a gun?
Are you nuts?
So,
I'm sorry.
God,
blow my eardrums out.
So without opening the package, MJ inadvertently gave away what's in the box.
Oh, really?
Open the box.
Oh, no.
I'm opening the box right now. Hang on a minute.
Of all the gifts to buy for a five-year-old boy to smuggle into an airport.
Don't tell me. Oh, no.
You can't bring even a toy gun.
I know.
It's a toy.
That thing is the.
It's one with the little wheel inside, and it's a spark or something.
It's the most toy gun looking toy gun I've ever seen in my life.
You can't bring a toy gun. You can't bring.
Are you kidding me?
You can't bring a plastic water pistol through security. Nothing.
What if you go to Disney? That looks like a. What's the movie? Toy Story
8.
Yeah, it looks like that's his gun.
You can't bring even a toy gun, anything that they sometimes don't let people take keychains with like a little mini metal gun as part of the keychain.
So she is there and she's like, what's the problem? There was no problem yesterday. Yesterday you guys were fine with that. Because that's my wife's impression.
That's a new impression.
Yeah, you got to do it more like the other one.
Allison's on hold. Hey, Allison, welcome back to the MJ Morning Show. I'm sure that you don't look forward to this. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Yeah, Allison, you can't bring a gun, even a toy gun, even though this is like the most cartoony-looking toy gun I've ever seen. You're not allowed
ever,
to.
Yeah, ever yeah, seen.
You're not. I'm holding it up, by the way, MJTV right now. Yeah. I'm holding it up to MJTV right now so you can see the actual gun. And it's got a trigger with like a little wheel inside, and the front end flashes with red LED.
It's a cool toy.
Right?
Dude, honey will love that.
Yes. My son was playing with it all night. I was ready to break it because I was tired of hearing it. But, MJ, you can't bring it. Allison shows me. She's like, you won't believe what caused the biggest problem at TSA. I'm like, oh, really? What happened? I picked her up from the from St. Pete Airport. We're pulling out. She's like, oh, what a hassle at TSA. And she showed me. I'm like, it's a gun. You can't bring that.
Monday it gets through, but then Tuesday when you went back through after your flight was, I guess, back on after the cancellation on Monday. So what happened? You're at TSA, and did they detain you? What happened?
Well, they took me over to the side, and then they checked it, and they did, like, explosive tests on the gun where they, like, rubbed it down. Ugh. And then they put me through the metal detector, like the one that scans you. So I had to go back through the scanner, and they scanned me, and I had forgotten that I had my hotel key in my pocket. So then they had to pat me down. And then,
God, you're a travel nightmare.
This wasn't just a pat down.
I know,
MJ,
when I got back over to the gun, you know, they were having such a problem with it. They had all the supervisors there and everything. They tested it, and then they took me over to the side and tested my hands for explosives. And then the manager came over, and he was like, "You can't have this." And I said, "Well, it's for my son. Like, it's a present, and I had it yesterday, and nobody said anything yesterday." He said, "Man, this could be made into, like, a real gun." And I don't know how it would be made into a real gun, but he said that it could be disguising a real gun. So yeah. He told me that it was a big problem, and they wrote all my information down, and he said that this was a warning, but in next time, you know, they would go further with it.
TSA has a file with her name on it that says warning.
This is a warning, and next time they'll go further with it? Like, what, arrest you and send you to Leavenworth? Why, what are they going to do?
I don't know. I don't know if next time they would take it away or next time, like, I would be in trouble and they would, you know.
You've been flagged. You're on the terrorist no-fly list.
You're sitting in a Russian jail with Brittany Griner.
Allison, tell them about the pat-down. MJ, it was like a third date pat-down, if you know what I mean.
Did they have a female do it?
They barely, but yeah.
Third base.
Oh my God. Easy, Allison. Easy.
This is outrageous.
No.
Was it Rosie O'Donnell? What?
Barely.
It was Pat.
I mean.
I'm
going to frisk you.
But did they let you take? I mean, I'm holding the gun and you were with your check, with your carry on bag. Did they let you take it on?
Yes, they did end up letting me take it on.
Wait, they've got a file on you, and next time they're going to take it further, but they let you take... Now, hold on. They make you throw away a bottle of water that has, like, 2 ounces left.
Right.
But they let you bring this, even a toy gun, on the airplane. I remember well before 9/11, well before, I remember I was at the Norfolk International Airport, so this would have been, like, my college days. This would have been, like... Like mid-80s, I remember a kid had a water pistol that back then taken away.
Yeah.
I was expecting it to be taken away, but I told him that it was the only present I got for my son, and then I showed him the present I got for my daughter, and I said, you know.
What'd you get her? Nunchucks? What'd you get?
No,
a bazooka.
Throwing star.
Yeah. She has a stuffed little animal bird.
I got her instead of jarts.
I got her a block of C4 plastic explosive.
Bag of glass.
This lovely grenade from
little bags of arsenic.
They got a file on you. You're on the watch list now. The TSA, they're watching for you, Allison.
So we can't travel anywhere now.
I guess so.
How much was the gun?
The gun was $12, $15.
Yeah, you overpaid for that.
Yeah, seriously. You got
for dollar, go to the dollar store.
You got wambookied on this if you paid $12 or $15 for this thing.
Wow.
Has your son seen the gift yet?
Oh, yeah. He played with it all last night, and he had it on the car ride home, and he was driving all of us nuts with it.
Well, so. I better not let Froggy have it, because Froggy will smash it.
I would never smash that gun.
Fester, there's the gun back. And
only your property.
Pretty cool gun.
Hey, you're a federal travel risk. Hey, Allison, great to have you back, and I hope you had fun with your cousin in the cornfields of Southern Illinois.
So all they did was shuck corn.
Thank you.
If I ever travel with you, Allison, and you say, "Hey, Roxanne, can you hold my bag?" No, not going to fall for it. Yeah. Who knows what will be in it?
All right, thanks, really? Allison.
Incredible. Okay, bye.
Yeah, no, seriously, you can't even bring a toy gun. Anything it looks like, I am shocked that they let her bring it on the plane. That doesn't make sense. They'll take it away, they'll throw it away, they'll say, "Hey, if you want to go back and check it at the counter," but that's a hassle, you know.
So I'm just surprised they actually, after all that, and now she's on some list.
I mean, a gun.
She's been flagged. I'm surprised they let her bring it on the plane.
Of all the things to bring, a gun.
It's pretty nutty. Ooh. All right, Roxanne, tell me about your therapist.
Okay.
And then we got to get into something that Michelle is trying to get me to do.
Okay.
Which I don't want to do it. All right. So there's a whole list of things that Michelle, my lovely wife, wants me to do. So we'll get into that here in a minute. All right, so tell me about your therapist. Like, is this something you really want to talk about? I thought this would be very personal.
Well, I'm sad today because my daughter's starting kindergarten.
Aww.
Today's that's not what my therapy is
about. Are you crying? Really?
No, she's just holding her toot. What do you think she's doing?
wait a sec. Roxanne is tearing up.
Because I've been out there FaceTiming with her. And,
it's a milestone.
Yeah, she sad?
Roxanne is
she's excited.
Do you have Roxanne on camera? Andrew, do you have her?
Because I keep getting pictures sent to me.
Yeah. Oh, what is Doug trying to make you cry?
Come on, Doug.
What is the rest?
Dig
Doug. What are you trying to do?
Is he crying?
This is a very emotional day for Roxanne.
Roxanne is tearing up over
and
here.
If Daviana hadn't been sick, I was going to go with her.
Wait, this is like her first day of school.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, you were going to take the day off?
No, I was going to come in late, you know.
Well, like 8:30?
The last chunk of the show?
Yeah, but I'm okay. It's like life goes by fast. That's it. So anyways, I'm going to put my phone on silent.
Your kid's going to be getting drunk and drinking at college within it's going to be a blink.
Just like your daughter. Yeah.
Take it from him. He knows.
Just like my daughter. All right,
so MJ, so Roxanne, this is a very emotional day. She has to wake up super early, leave her house, come and sit with us degenerates.
Well, I see how you guys cope with your own kids going to school, and it's quite different because you're teaching them to beat other kids up. And
dude, that's rule number one of the playground. Dude.
Right.
Kindergarten's a tough racket.
All right, Fester, just stop.
MJ.
All right. So, Roxanne, I understand. Very emotional day.
I'm okay.
I get it.
Definitely don't play any sad music or nothing like that. That would be a bad idea.
Anybody that would think that I would, exploit Roxanne and make fun of her, and absolutely not. I get it. It's a milestone. Your kid is what, 5, and now the preschool days are over, and
I know it's just weird. I was looking at little pictures in her uniform. It just is like, ooh, where's the time gone? But I'm fine. I'm fine.
You know, Roxanne, this is how people who are in prison feel when they miss big events. Like they can't go. they're locked. You're locked in this prison with Warden MJ and Mate Fester and Froggy.
You know what they say, Roxanne?
All right, so
these are the times to remember, and they will not last forever. These are the days to hold on to.
Are you singing that old Billy Joel song?
This is the time.
Andrew, do you have the graduation song? Was that like Baz Luhrmann? Who was it? Baz Luhrmann? What was that
was
song?
It Baz graduation Luhrmann? Song.
Yeah, that famous graduation song.
Was that a spoken word song?
Well, it was. There was like the original song, and then they added all of the graduation. Remember they added all of
the
you mean
the
vitamin C?
Was it vitamin C? But
vitamin C was the name of that girl.
Did Baz Luhrmann have something to do with that?
You're correct.
Am I right?
Was it his poem or something that they infused into the song?
Hey, Fester, go to YouTube bring up vitamin C and the graduation song, because Roxanne, your girl is 5 years old starting kindergarten, and before you know it, she's going to be graduating. Yeah, it's the everybody wear sunscreen.
Yeah, that's
ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
of the class of 99.
Remember this?
Yeah, I remember this.
22.
Wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future.
Jeez, that's my big tip.
Sunscreen
too.
Would be it.
Wow.
A long-term benefit. Right,
fast forward in.
All right, hold on.
Because that scares you.
All right, now.
Say, don't be reckless.
Am I confusing the sunscreen thing with the vitamin C? Or
you're thinking of vitamin C and sunscreen.
Oh, okay.
Vitamin C saying the graduate. It was called the graduation song.
But that was vitamin C. All right, bring up the graduation song.
Hold on. Let me get to this.
I met vitamin C, and I swear she wanted to make out with me. I swear.
When did you meet vitamin C?
In 1999. She came to a radio concert.
Really?
No, I made it up completely.
All right. Do we have the graduation song? Yeah, bring it up.
It's called Forever Friends?
Yeah.
It's going to take forever.
Hold on,
YouTube.com.
You have
YouTube.com.
Shut up, both of you guys.
Is this it? Is this the graduation song?
Well, I think
about tomorrow like we think about
Roxanne.
Can we survive it out there? Can we make it somehow? I guess I thought that this would never end. And suddenly it's like...
Remember this thing? Oh, before you know it.
Shadow that will follow us around. Will this memory fade when I leave this town?
But there was a version where...
terrible.
Yeah, there was a version where all the graduates...
In, right here.
They were all speaking.
Hi, my name's Michael, and I'm a graduate from Tampa Catholic High School.
Oh, we're going to make Roxanne cry even more.
And I'm going to ACC for 3 years.
From kindergarten, she's going to be graduating before you know it.
Oh. That's if we don't all get annihilated in a nuclear war with Russia and China.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know that was an assault.
Presenting the valedictorian of the class of 2038, Evelyn. Evelyn.
Yes. Life was tough when my mother couldn't walk me to kindergarten. Instead, she chose to leave my father every morning to hang out with three other men.
Where's the version with all the students talking in the beginning?
It's a couple, I don't know.
My name is Samantha.
I have no idea. This is all on YouTube.
And go class of 99.
You just need it.
I don't know, MJ. It's vitamin C. I had no idea how much vitamin C sucked.
It's really good for your bones,
No,
though.
I like vitamin C.
You know, I've never heard this song. This is all new to me.
What do you mean? You never heard this?
Yeah.
All right, Fester, go to YouTube and type in vitamin C graduation song.
Right, I like the sunscreen song better.
With the graduates. Was I conflating the two?
Yes.
All right.
The sunscreen thing was a spoken word.
That was a whole different thing. All right. All right.
You're Fester. Getting sun and vitamin C. You want some sunny delight? I mean, what's going on here? Where's the solar energy? Everything's sun.
Fester, can you move any slower,
please?
What do
you please? Want? I mean, we've played
a move. I want
move out of the way. Move.
I want to hear this. Get away. I want to hear the students speaking in the beginning of the song.
Okay, well, Froggy's looking for that. You just reminded me of something, MJ. You were talking about the world coming to an end. And my daughter asks me all the time, because she likes zombies. She's like, when is the... I can't say the word, but she always asks me. You guys say the word. Starts with an A. Apocalypse.
Right.
Graduation.
Oh, here. See, this is
your...
Okay, that was good.
Froggy brings it up in 10 seconds.
I'm going to cry my eyes out on my graduation day. We've been best friends for 4 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Roxanne, listen to this.
This is the version I'm looking for.
It's just yesterday, I feel like. You know, I was a freshman.
If I didn't have my friends, I don't know what I would do.
So we talked all night about the rest of our lives.
Oh, Roxanne is tearing up again.
Where's the guy who's like, I got drunk every day and morning in high school. Yeah, buddy.
I got busted for gluing the locks on senior prank day.
Well, you can't find the girls with daddy issues. Find the ones with mommy issues.
Yeah. I slept with my 10th grade math teacher.
I remember sleeping with Miss Wilson. Sorry, Miss Wilson.
I remember Deborah LaFave. She was too hot for prison.
That's always been my question.
Too pretty for prison.
When you're in a relationship with your teacher, do you still refer to them as Mr. or Mrs.?
Yeah, because that's the turn on.
I mean, is it?
Oh, I don't know. Roxanne. Guys, that's gross. Come on, Roxanne. That's terrible. That's terrible.
Roxanne LaFave.
That's terrible.
Back to daddy issues.
All right.
I'm not saying for me. I don't do that.
Guys, I'm running late. I got two things to do. First of all, what is this? You have a therapist? Okay. What's the story?
A friend of mine who's a therapist in North Carolina.
Oh, I thought you had
No. I mean, it does. I'm not saying it like no.
But you do have a therapist. It's just a friend of yours. You're not receiving therapy.
Right.
But your friend's a therapist.
Yes. And so she oftentimes tells me some stories about her clients. Her patients.
Wait, she can't do that.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you guys. But she's in North Carolina. I'm here. So it's not like I would know any of these people. She never names their names.
What?
It's like when Elaine Brocco was talking about Tony Soprano at the dinner table. You know, you should talk about your
Dr. Melfi?
Yeah.
All right. Now, hang on a minute. I misunderstood. I thought you were going to talk about your therapist. Well, I guess technically it is your therapist friend.
Yes.
But your therapist.
And I do ask her questions for myself. So I guess you. Yeah.
So your question is, your therapist friend up in North Carolina tells you interesting things about her patients?
It's not like she calls me and says, hey, Roxanne, I'm checking in today. Want to go through my patient list with you and read my notes. Right, so no, it's just in conversation. Something will come up. We'll be talking about someone we know, and then, you know, something will, she'll say, oh, this reminds me of this patient I had or have.
And then tell you a story?
Yes. And some of these stories are insane.
Well, okay. Now, do you have a question about your therapist friend giving you information?
Yeah. I mean, I was just, you know, kicking it around with Fester, and I was like, are they, you know, I'd like to tell one of these crazy stories. I don't want to get her in trouble. Well, I'm not naming her name, but are they allowed to do that? Talk about patients, but not mention names?
I mean, with no specifics, I would think it's acceptable.
It's fine.
I mean, they write papers about their people, you know? So
if you're not breaching the confidentiality of the patient's name, I don't know if it's a, Andrew.
Yeah. Do patients have to give permission for those papers to be written?
Well, if you're just talking about like clinical details, but you're not mentioning, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I wonder, do we have any therapists listening? Do we have any therapists, psychoanalysts, any psychologists, psychiatrists? If you could call us up here, and I want to hear one of these stories. So hold on a sec. 800-990-1047. All right. So Roxanne has a question. Are you going to, like, turn your friend into, like, the state medical board in North Carolina?
No, I didn't. I wanted to talk about her stories on air, and then I'm like, am I getting her in trouble? But again, I'm not going to name her name. Nobody's going to know who she is.
No one knows who she is.
Right.
And she's not telling you the patient's names.
Right. She's seeing a middle-aged Italian in New Jersey that's in the trash and decomposition business.
Does he have an issue with ducks in the backyard pool?
I'm very attracted to you, Mr. Uh-huh. I feel like we could have a thing.
All right. Let me ask listeners. All right. Does anyone know 800-990-1047? 800-990-1047. Can a therapist, a psychologist, a psychiatrist, can they tell like friends or relatives or whomever like some of the stories with their patients if they don't mention any names or specifics? That's a good question. 800-990-1047. If you know, and if you're a therapist, if you are a mental health professional, I'd love to hear from you. Can that be done if there are no names or specifics? All right. 800-990-1047. And then I want to hear one of the crazy stories.
Oh, I have one. So I just got a text from someone who says, I work in the medical field. I can be fired for discussing any medical patients. It's HIPAA violation. We do it, but we're not supposed to.
With specificness,
right.
Yes,
naming
you're right.
Naming the patient. I'll ask, is that specific to naming the patient?
Oh, listen, I've got a friend. I don't want to mention any names. I've got a friend who's an ER physician.
Eddie?
What?
That's his name, right?
No.
Oh.
I've got a friend who's an ER physician, and I always, whenever I see this individual, I always hear about stuff that they had to remove from people's butts in the ER.
Oh, that's a good friend. That's the kind of friend I want to have.
Pepper shaker?
Let's just say I once saw an x-ray of a light bulb up there.
That's right.
Oh, was it Edison?
But there was no name or anything.
Was it the twisty kind that if they explode, they have to evacuate the city?
I don't know. I can't remember if it was the old Edison filament or whether it was a newer energy efficient LED bulb. But
talk about walking in gently.
What are people saying on the text lines?
So I'm getting a lot of messages saying that it's in violation of HIPAA, but it says as long as no HIPAA info is involved, it's okay, which I would think HIPAA info would be name and
phones have lit up here. Hi, good morning, MJ Morning Show. Let's grab, looks like Amanda in Bradenton. Hey, Amanda, welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Good morning. Hey, I am a CRNA in Bradenton, Florida.
Registered nurse assistant?
Nurse anesthetist.
How many more letters can you jam on that?
All right, so Amanda, Roxanne's friend is in North Carolina and just tells her about some of the crazy things that her patients say as an analyst.
So HIPAA is name, date of birth, but also if the story is identifiable to the patient.
Yeah, so if the details of the story can actually identify the person, then that would be a violation. But if it's more of a generic situation, then that wouldn't really be a violation?
Correct. So like you're talking about the ER story where if someone puts something in their rear end, right?
Right, yes.
That's not identifiable. But if you're talking about it and you say the specific object,
and then that patient can then verify it, that's the HIPAA violation.
Gotcha.
I got it. Okay.
Understood. So if you said that in the ER, we removed a UPS package up someone's butt that was addressed to Michael Cusmano.
What? Yes. Yes. Kind of a loser.
First of all, what are you buying from UPS?
That's Froggy's real name.
How do I get that?
And whose address are you putting on the list?
Right, exactly.
Amanda, thank you. I mean, that's good information.
Priority. I need that quick.
You're welcome. I actually, my husband texts Roxanne all the time. I opened Serial Aesthetics, the small med spa in Florida.
Oh, I took a picture of that, so I have that saved in my phone. Right. Oh, that's awesome.
Excellent.
So, yeah, give me a call or a shout out anytime, and I'd love to take care of y'all. I just want to tell you because I was chuckling. It's really hard to sometimes not talk about these things.
Understood. Amanda, thank you for listening. Thanks for phoning in. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks. Have a great one, you guys.
You bet. All right.
So the deal is if you say you found a package up someone's, or you heard a story about a package up someone's butt.
And then, I read the address label, right. That'd be a problem.
But I mean, a lot of people could have ended up with packages up their butt. So that could be a, you know, ambiguous story.
All right. Now tell me one of the, before I go to like the thing that Michelle wants me to do, before I talk about that, I'm running a little late here. What is one of the crazy stories that your therapist friend told you about a patient?
Okay, one of her patients said, I need to tell my husband something very serious, and I need to bring him in and have you sit there while I do so.
What?
She said, I have a really wonderful, wonderful relationship with my husband. We have great chemistry. We have great sex. What time do the kids go to middle school?
It's too late.
Okay.
You already said it.
Okay. So we have a great intimate relationship. We have.
What does middle school have to do with it?
Because this is maybe PG-13 and above.
They hear worse in middle school.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So in any case.
Yeah. Trust me. Kids are hearing far worse in school than anything they could possibly hear on this show. And listen, I have always operated the MJ Morning Show. Festy, you remember my guidelines?
Oh, God, here we go.
Yeah.
What are my guidelines for the MJ Morning Show and content?
The barometer for our content is stuff that you'd find on primetime television.
Yeah, I will never go beyond anything that you'd see on NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, on regular primetime television between 8 and 11 p.m. That's my barometer. That I would never do anything that wouldn't fit.
Yeah.
Somewhere on primetime television. All right. So what's the story?
So she said, I have this great relationship with my husband. We're a perfect team. We have a great intimate life. But I realize this is like a middle-aged person. I realize that I am gay. This is a woman. And she's like, I know I am. Obviously my husband doesn't know. And I want to tell him this because I want to experience that intimacy with the same sex person. Right,
so
okay, this is a Skinamax movie.
And how long?
Okay, so
how long were they married?
Their whole, you know, middle aged now. I don't know the exact ages. Right, so she didn't give me all the.
They were married a long time with kids.
Yes,
and the wife is telling the therapist that I'm a lesbian or I'm bisexual.
Yes, no, she was saying I'm a lesbian. But, like, she still enjoys everything because she loves her husband so much. So that love gets them through the... But
now wants to get it on with other women?
Yes. So...
Where's the problem?
So, listen, I knew, you know, there's going to be 50% of the men snickering and saying, okay, this sounds like a lot of fun. But she's like, no, I want to just be with a woman.
The what?
Privately, you know, not like for a show for the guy or something.
The wife goes to the therapist and then wanted to bring the husband in on the session.
To break this news.
To say that.
So the husband.
I want to get it on with Brittany Griner. When she gets out of the Russian jail. I don't know. I'm just thinking that's a high profile, you know, lesbian story right now.
It's a high profile human story right now.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay. So they have the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How'd it go?
And the husband agreed to it.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
He agreed to it. So she goes and has her liaison, like, you know, whether it's once a month, whether, you know, whatever the frequency
liaison?
Is.
You mean a rendezvous?
Rendezvous.
Oh, okay. All right.
Rendezvous, better word. And they have their fun. She has her fun with her lesbian lover.
So she, what, did she already have the lesbian lover on the? So no. What went on like Grindr or Tinder?
No. Yes, went on a dating website and found her.
Plenty of fish.
And so they're going to try that. They're going to see if it works for, you know, a period of time. But
what's he going to do?
But the problem, but now he is starting to get.
He's got eyes for Jerry next door.
That's what I'm thinking.
By the way, I have something to tell you.
All right, go ahead.
But he is starting to get his feelings hurt because it's like she's trying to be transparent, but now she's being sneaky too because now she's having beyond the, you know, whether it's once a month hookups, and now she's like text messaging and having the relationship with this other person.
Wait a minute, somebody's at the door. Is that the pizza man? Let's let him in.
It's what's up? It's Pat.
I have your pizza.
But I just thought it was a very interesting story because the husband was willing to is willing to try to see if this works or not. And
good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's a violation because it's there's nothing specific.
You mean the wife?
Yeah. There's nothing specific.
Telling the story.
No. Your therapist friend telling you the story.
Yeah. Their relationship is doomed. They just don't know it yet. But you telling it to us is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
All right. Moving along. I'm running a little late here. I'm sorry, but hey, stuff happens. You know, this is a very fluid show. Welcome to the MJ Morning Show. And again, don't forget. Ladies and gentlemen, Monday morning, 6 a.m., we start giving away Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets. Next week, we're giving away 20 tablets every hour of the MJ Morning Show every day next week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 o'clock hours, we're giving away a tablet, a Microsoft. These are north of $1,200 units. And we're going to have 20 winners with 20 tablets next week. So keep listening for details on how it's going to happen. It's going to be very simple. Thanks to our pal, Don the IT Guy. DonTheITGuy.com. All right. Moving along. Yeah, Fester. Champing over here.
You're done with it. But I just want to acknowledge and address anybody who's done any favor for the MJ Morning Show anytime in the last three decades. No, you can't have one of these.
Yes, they're coming out of the woodwork.
It's amazing. Yeah. Hey, remember I came in there one time and brought my kid in there?
I remember Roscoe.
Yeah, 2004. Hey, can I get one of those computers?
I tell you what, I posted the picture of me in the studio yesterday with the whole pile of 20 Microsoft tablets. So a little promo. Hey, coming up Monday, don't forget, we're giving away 20 of these tablets. And the comments on the Facebook comments, the Twitter, Instagram, I posted it all over the place, little promo, and just people are like, hey, I got to win one of these, and hey, I love the show, how do I win? I live in Cleveland, love the show.
Thank you for listening, Cleveland. Yeah. However, so when are you going to...
Oh, speaking of Cleveland, I did get a letter. I've got like MJ Mailbag to open up today. We got a package. I got a package and I got a letter from a listener in Cleveland. So remind me to bring that up in just a bit. Don't let me forget. All right, moving along. Running a little late on this. Michelle, God, I wish I could call her, but it's 5 o'clock in the morning out there.
Yeah.
All right, Michelle. Oh, should I call her?
No.
I mean, it's 5 o'clock. You just said it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
You want to upset her? Actually call her.
Michelle is in California right now because she's on the road with Julian. They're visiting a whole slew of colleges that are potential colleges that Julian's going to apply to since he's going into his senior year in high school. They're on a 3-week road trip across the country visiting this short list of schools that Julian would consider.
And junior colleges.
They're not visiting any junior
and
colleges.
And community colleges and a couple of VOTECs.
And not the University of Phoenix.
How about Connecticut School of Broadcasting?
No.
I should have to come back home and go to the Everglades University or something.
God, I think I need to call her.
Okay, get
going. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, hang on a minute. Let's see. She told me to call her at 11 a.m. our time to wake her up at 8 o'clock her time. I can say I just confused it because it's now 8:00.
It's a a seasoned liar right there.
Yeah. Because no, I have a text for her, for me to call her at 11 a.m. our time to wake her up at 8 a.m. Oh, man. I don't think she's going to pick up. No, she's not. She must be fast asleep.
Leave.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Man, sounds like she's fast asleep.
Okay, maybe this topic is best talked amongst just us.
I think that's what's going to happen here.
By choice.
Michelle has talked to me about getting all kinds of, like procedures, like going for the high-end facials.
Who?
Michelle, me.
You?
She's brought up getting Botox. That I should get Botox. I don't want Botox.
Why? Who cares? And,
well, hang on a minute.
Oh, my
but
God.
This sort of...
trend?
Well, I saw a story recently that Botox for guys is called Brotox. That's like... seriously. That's the name for men that get Botox. Because when you think about it, it's mostly women... that get Botox, you know, to try to, you know, smooth out the wrinkles or the crow's feet or the laugh lines or whatever. But, you know, guys typically don't do it. But I saw a story recently that more and more men are getting Botox. And like the cute little name for it is, oh, it's Brotox instead of Botox.
So cute.
Yeah, I don't know that I would get anything that has to be delineated as bro anything.
Hey, bro. How about bro tox? Bro. Hey, bro. Bro tox.
How about a brozier?
Yeah, maybe that.
But, I'm not into...
Here's the thing. You have to be like a kind of a vain kind of guy, right? Care about your looks. None of us are like that.
Hang on. Let me...
Yeah, see, when I see a guy who has... You can tell they have Botox... And do, you know, whatever work it might be, we'll see what happens here.
I got it. Yeah, her phone must be on vibrate, and she's just sleeping right through it. How am I going to wake her up at 11 a.m. Eastern time to wake her up at 8 a.m. Pacific time?
It'll be a,
where she is.
It's a more normal waking hour.
But the question is, if Michelle has brought up, yeah, it's weird. She usually would pick up. The question is, if she's kind of bringing this up, hey, you know what? You ought to go get facials. For instance, we were out in Paris and she went to some well-known, some institute that does a well-known like institute that does all kinds of facial treatments. So she had an appointment out in Paris a couple of weeks ago.
Welcome to Dr. Pimpin-Papin Paris.
Seriously, it's right along the Champs-Élysées, and I guess it's a famous biologique clinique, yes. Whatever.
We would pop your pimples.
And, well, she said to me, hey, would you like to go as well? Would you like to get the treatment? I'm like, no, I'm a guy. I don't want this done. But she's also said that, you know, I maybe should think about getting some Botox. Is she sending me a message, do you think, subliminally, that she's not happy with my appearance? Should I be worried that maybe things are in jeopardy here?
I would be.
I mean, I've always felt you should have been worried. I felt you should have been worried since like 1997.
Yeah, but...
I mean, as if I'm just being straight. I mean, she is disproportionately attractive for you. I'm just saying.
But you would expect to see a Susan Boyle type of
talking about Frank, I think Kim is disproportionately attractive for you. I think my wife is disproportionately attractive for me.
Incidentally, there are some very good recent pictures of Michelle and the family while we were on vacation in Paris a couple of weeks ago. There are some really good pictures. If you haven't seen my lovely wife, Michelle, and if you want to make the decision on your own that Michelle is too good looking for me. So you're saying that you thought Michelle was too good looking for me even when I was younger?
I thought it was a joke the first time I met her.
What?
Yeah, I was like, you're like, this is my wife, Michelle. I'm like, nuh-uh.
Isn't that what Chloe's mom is all about?
Yeah, I mean.
Hey, do you have, Andrew, bring up Chloe's mom, would you please?
It's just all about how she's gorgeous and you're like
hideous,
horrendous.
But is she sending me? Okay. Is she sending me messages? Let me know when you have it, and I'll tell you when to play it. Is she sending me messages that? Would you think about getting Botox or getting a facial? Or
I would know, right?
I think there are a couple of other things that I think that she suggested, and I couldn't remember what they were. That's why I was trying to call her.
Okay, this is what she's doing. Yeah. First of all, she's not going to leave you for a guy that has a forehead with less lines. That's for starters. So you can put that out of your head. You don't have to worry about that.
Okay. Every guy has less lines.
But I think maybe what she's doing is, does anybody in here, I want anyone to raise their hand who enjoys getting old.
I'm digging it.
Okay, Fester likes it. Yes. Okay, he's the anomaly.
Well, he's just surprised he's still alive.
I'm amazed. I'm still, every day is a gift,
right?
So she knows probably that you don't enjoy getting older. And so she's trying to give you a little secret, a little beauty secret. And you don't have to go overboard with it if you want to do it.
So think she's trying to, like, offer me self-help and improvement suggestions.
To make you feel good.
Not that she's telegraphing that she's... not happy with me or my appearance
I don't think she's telegraphing. Okay, so the woman who just called, Amanda, who does all this kind of stuff, she says she has quite a few Botox clients. Most are sales reps.
Oh, that's right. She just called.
Yes. And her husband texts with us, but they don't freeze their face completely. This is what the deal is. If you're a guy and you want to get it done, you want to get it done so no one knows you had it done. Because like Froggy said earlier, if I see a guy and he's got a completely frozen forehead, I'm like, that looks like it takes a lot of effort. Yeah. That means you're extraordinarily vain.
So, like to kind of quietly do it?
Yeah, just subtly.
I once had a general manager at a radio station who had a toupee.
Yeah.
But he had like a whole series of toupees. So the toupee, like, grew over the month.
Oh, he had different lengths?
Yeah, he had different lengths. Seriously. He had, like, I was trying to count. I think he had 7 different toupees that the hair appeared to grow.
And then after 7 weeks, he'd go for a haircut?
Then he would get a so-called haircut, and then he'd go back to short toupee number one.
I can't believe Travis is doing that. This is before us, right?
This was in Virginia Beach.
Oh, yeah, wow. I didn't even think about how you have to do that if you have a toupee.
So I'm looking at 8 non-surgical cosmetic procedures for men. Botox injection is the first one.
Yep.
Hair restoration.
And now it's Botox.
Yeah, laser hair removal. Yep. Laser skin resurfacing. Chemical peels.
Yeah, oh. I think that's... She's I know what it was. The laser skin resurfacing. That's
like when she looks like she was in a fire.
Yeah, because she goes to the place where she gets the laser treatments on her face, and for like the first day and a half, it looks like she was running at like a Girl Scout jamboree, and she tripped and fell face first into the campfire. So that's kind of what it looked. Or she was inside a house that Anne Heche drove into.
Oh,
I was going to say that joke, but I thought it was too rude.
Oh, you know what? Oh, I have a listener that just ripped me apart. When we talked about Anne Heche yesterday, I got an email. I got to share this with you. I've got a pissed off, angry email.
What is she?
Hang on. We'll get to it in a few minutes. Hold on.
The president of the Central Florida Anne Heche Club?
Hang on a minute. So I've got an angry listener who I then emailed back saying, hey, send me your number. Let's talk about this. So, yeah, Michelle wants me to, she suggested that I go get the laser skin resurfacing treatments because she's had it done and she looks great. I'll tell you what, when she had the facial done in Paris 2 weeks ago, she looked, she always looks great.
Oh, I saw the pictures.
But she looked phenomenal. Oh, what I was saying, if you want to see Michelle, recent pictures from Paris, go to my Instagram. Go to Certified MJ Radio. And you can see, if you don't know what Michelle looks like, and yeah, she's certainly, you know, in a league that probably I shouldn't have played ball in, right?
it's a double-edged sword right there.
You maybe should have been fishing in a different pond.
Okay. We're going to come up with these euphemisms all day long. All right. So if you want to see what Michelle looks like, we have some recent pictures up at Certified MJ Radio. That's my personal Instagram feed. So if you want to see Michelle, go to Certified MJ Radio on Instagram. Also, give me a follow while you're there. But yeah, I don't have an interest in getting the Brotox or the Botox for guys, or the laser refinishing for the skin, or the facial treatments.
Do you complain about anything age related to her?
Say it again.
Do you complain about anything age related to her?
No. What would I complain about?
No, I didn't know if you're just like, oh, I'm, you know, not as fast as I used to be walking the dogs. Or, like, are you showing any signs of decline that she would have heard you say that she's trying to pep you up?
I feel like I'm 25 years old. My energy level.
Did you do a backbend when you were 25?
It doesn't matter what you feel like. It's what you look like. And you look like.
Yeah, I don't.
You remember Mama from Throw Mama from the Train?
Will you stop it?
Yes. Yes.
Well, what was one of the lines of that?
Bonk him on the head?
Shut up.
Wasn't she the same lady from Goonies?
Yeah.
Throw Mama from. You're saying I look like the lady from Throw Mama from
the Train.
Sort
of have the same, same build.
Listen, I don't think I look 56. Do I look 56, Roxanne?
No.
Be honest.
No, not at all.
Be 100%
honest.
Not at
all. You don't look 56.
Right. How old do you think that I look?
86. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Wow. No, honestly.
He looks younger than he used to. Unfiltered.
Okay.
How old do you think that I look?
Hold on one second.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
What are you?
I just am pretending like I don't know you and I'm seeing you for the first time. Yeah. That's what I have to do.
How old do you think I look?
I would say 40s late.
40s late?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Or 40s mid. 40s mid. Well, does that sound better? Well,
what the hell? No, I want to know the truth.
Mid and late could be both. I mean, it could be like 46.
All right, let me look at you and see. Hang
on. We stop it, Froggy. Yeah.
I just yacked.
Would you just throw up?
My coffee when I saw your face.
All right. Andrew, do you have the Chloe's Mom song? Yeah, this is a classic from the MJ Morning Show from some years ago. Go ahead and hit it. Yeah, I guess this kind of told the story. Man, this was like a number one requested parody.
Chloe's Mom married a moron. Chloe's Mom married a moron. Chloe's Mom married a moron. Chloe's Mom.
Remember Stacy's mom? Yeah.
Chloe, how's your mom live with that obnoxious tool? Obnoxious tool. He's from the shallow end of the gene pool. The gene pool. How'd your mom get stuck with such a selfish selfish?
That's a prick, by the way.
See, or just a little bit thick.
That was the R word.
What a your mom is such
oh, that was
standing next to MJ. There is no otter couple in the continental USA. Chloe's mom married a moron. Beside him, she looks like Hakeem Olajuwon. Chloe, can't you see? Gonna dump the SOB. A toad seduced a swan when MJ married Chloe's mom. Chloe's mom married a moron. Chloe's mom married a moron.
A little classic.
Chloe's a toad seduced a swan is really
one of the greatest written lines ever. And yeah. So accurate.
The amazing Eric Chase. I got to give Eric a call, see how he's doing.
That song has held up so well.
It has.
I was looking at a picture at MJ's, certified MJ radio, and I go, Michelle does resemble Hakeem Olajuwon.
No, it was the height thing, because Michelle is
everybody,
3 inches taller than me or whatever.
Everybody knows. Everybody.
Are you sure?
Well, I mean,
you sure they
Hakeem
know?
Olajuwon's a tall guy. Of course it'd be his height. No, that song is so funny.
821. Almost 8:22 at the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. Before I forget, you know what? Let me do the NH thing here. Oh, and there's an update on NH. Did you see this new video that came out? And you can hear the crash.
Whoa,
this is crazy. So, did we say anything bad about? I mean, we were talking about the NH story yesterday. We were talking about her apparently getting all liquored up and blasted drunk on a podcast. We played the audio of her talking about drinking vodka and wine, recording a podcast earlier that day.
Right.
Then hammered. Then they released the podcast, and then she's driving 100 miles an hour through a neighborhood, and drives into a house at 100 miles an hour. The house is gone. The house is totaled. The woman in the house luckily survived. She was uninjured, but every bit of her personal effects, everything's destroyed. And I have this listener that is all pissed off because I said yesterday that Michelle and Julian are on the college tour. They're out in California, and they were listening to our podcast yesterday while they were driving, I think on the 405, and they heard us do the story, and Julian said, oh, man, we just passed that exit like 10, 15 minutes ago. Dad should have told us to go to the house and take a picture. And I was talking about, hey, man, wouldn't that be great if, like, Julian, wouldn't it be great if Julian and Michelle, if they went to the house that Anne Heche just drove through and they got a little picture?
Is that the part that this listener
was
upset about?
Let me read the email
here. That's very distasteful.
This was sent to MJ at MJMorningShow.com. Again, folks, I'm holding the email up to the MJ TV camera, and this caught my attention. And, folks, you can email me anytime. Email me anything, anytime. You got a great story. You got some inside information. You got some material for the program, comments, questions. You can email me. My personal email is MJ at MJMorningShow.com. So I get this email. And it says, I listened to your show this morning and was completely disgusted how you went on about Anne Heche's accident. It's not a joke. She's in a coma. Why pick fun and think it would be funny for your kids to pass the house that she ran into?
Oh, it was that.
I don't know how you got back on the radio, but your show is not funny anymore, and I can't listen to it.
All right.
A disgusted fan.
That's an outright lie.
Well, yeah. Hold on.
Well, are you a fan if you're disgusted?
But is there hope there? If they use the word fan.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
If they're disgusted, but they're a fan, is there a chance that I could win them back?
That one word, those three letters.
You know.
Saying there's a chance. Yes.
We've talked about this over the years, that it doesn't matter what we do. There is somebody that's going to be offended with whatever we do on the show. You're going to anger somebody, you're going to piss somebody off. Whatever happens on this program, we're going to make somebody angry. But did the discussion about Anne Heche yesterday, I mean, she was photographed with a bottle of vodka before the accident. Someone took a photo of her in her car, and you could see a bottle of vodka in the center console.
So that paparazzi guy who took that photo.
And then, wait a minute. Then she almost ran over a pedestrian. That was caught on camera. Then you've got the video of her zooming through the neighborhood just prior to her crashing into the house. Go ahead, Fester. No, and then we've got the audio of her actually crashing. Go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. So are you sure? I don't know, because I'll start. So the guy who took that photo, he's like best paparazzi ever, because who would think of taking a picture of Anne Heche ever in the last 20 years? Like, oh, it's Anne Heche. I saved your film, guys.
Right. Just in case she drives through a house. Yeah. I don't know. You never know.
I don't know. She may do something crazy.
MJ, don't you think she passed out probably? That's what happened? Or do they know?
Passed out with her foot on the accelerator?
Yes.
Hey, possibly.
Or she's just going, yee-haw, let's go. Duke's a hazard. I mean, what else could it be?
Listen to the audio. This is a Ring doorbell in the neighborhood. You see the car, her blue Mini Cooper, goes by like a blur, and then you see the car whiz by from the Ring doorbell on the street, and then you hear the crash of her bashing through the house. Listen. That is crazy audio.
Would it be distasteful to play the Dukes of Hazzard bugle thing right before she hits?
All right, Froggy, listen, were you trying to make this fan even more disgusted?
You're getting a lot of support from fans who are not disgusted. We're getting some additional Anne Heche jokes.
Oh, no, I don't need jokes. We're not making jokes. I don't think we did.
What insensitive listeners we have.
I know.
Jokes about Anne Heche.
But the audio... Hey, Andrew, can you get can you write a little piece and put the video up? Can you get this up? So on MJMorningShow.com, can you get the video, put the link up? All right, let's get this up. So if you have not seen this, in a short time, up on MJMorningShow.com, in the videos that we talked about on the show section, we'll put a link so you can see this video of her blasting through the neighborhood. I mean, listen to, like, the engine and how fast she goes by, and then literally the doorbell, the Ring doorbell, records the sound of her blasting into the house. All right, here she comes. Listen to it. Here she comes. And impact. And that's it.
Wait.
We stop it.
Stop.
Yeah, that was funny. Andrew's raising it. Oh, people are calling in. The folks are calling in. What are they going to yell at me? Are they coming to my defense?
I don't know. Certainly one of the two.
I didn't give out the number, but hey, we love you to call. You can call the show or text the show anytime you want at 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. All right, let me grab Marilyn. Marilyn is phoning in. I guess she wants to weigh in. Hey, Marilyn in Tampa, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Good morning, MJ, and I'm calling to defend you. The disgusting part is when she drank and drove.
Yeah, and I said that yesterday. That, you, Marilyn, you're 100% right. Say that again. So what is disgusting?
She's drinking and driving. That's the disgusting part. You talking about it is you doing what you do. So you're this disgruntled fan needs to check herself.
Is this Fester's, Marilyn?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Marilyn, how are you, so. Girl?
This is Marilyn from the
This is Marilyn, manager of the Burger King.
Oh, wow.
Marilyn, you remember my order?
Yes, I do. Double Whopper with cheese, heavy mayonnaise, heavy pickle, no onion.
Yes, wow. Yes, that's it, exactly.
Heavy mayonnaise.
Heavy mayo.
Oh, hold I like the that. Pickle, hold the lettuce, special orders, don't upset us.
Oh, man. Yeah. But you're what? You're Fletcher in 54? Is that right? Or is that
that's no? I got transferred. I'm right up the street from you. I'm on McIntosh and I-4.
Oh, I forgot the fast food transfer
by
window.
General RV.
Hey, I just passed that on my Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office ride along with Lieutenant DeCobo on Saturday night. We drove right by that Burger King. I saw it just the Saturday night. I drove by.
Oh, Marilyn, I'll come by and visit you this week.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, girl.
Hey, thanks, Marilyn. I appreciate you coming to my defense.
My pleasure.
I appreciate you knowing my Whopper order.
But seriously, she was driving drunk. She had liquor in the car.
Yeah.
She almost hit a pedestrian. There's another video that popped up of her missing a pedestrian at high speed by like feet. All right, let me grab Lynn. Lynn is also in Tampa. Hey, Lynn, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well. What's the story?
Well, that was the second thing she hit. She had already hit something and took off from that.
Yeah, we talked about that. She had a hit and run. She hit another car and then left.
Okay, because I thought it was a barn or something.
A barn?
A barn? That was the Dukes of Hazzard horn that we played.
And all the chickens are scattering everywhere. Hey, Lynn, thanks for the call. No, but you're right. She did hit something else. She hit another vehicle and then fled the scene. It was like a hit and run.
Am I the only one that thinks Lynn and Marilyn could be sisters?
Marilyn?
Okay, you know, MJ. Yeah.
All right, let me check my... Before I move on...
I noticed that.
Before I move on, let me check my email and see if the disgusted fan has written back, because I sent a note. Hey, let's talk about this. Send me a number. Let me go to my email box, MJ@MJMorningShow.com. Oh, I got a ton of email in here, though. It looks like I have a bunch of, nope, nothing.
So I've always liked the listener emails that are sure to state, I will never listen again.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just got a texter that said, did it ever occur to anyone that she's trying to kill herself?
You know, that's a possibility.
And do damage to someone's home.
I don't know. Yeah, no email from the disgusted listener.
You know, she mentioned what a hard day she was having in that podcast. She's like, you know, today's a real crap day.
But I got like a dozen responses from people. Hold on, here's one. Don't worry, MJ. I'm on your side on the Anne Hayes situation. Ed, thanks for the email. I appreciate it. And there's a bunch more, but I got to move on. So I'm hoping this angry, disgruntled, disgusted listener sends me the contact so we can talk to him. I'd like to talk to him on the show. I mean, they're a fan? What? So one thing with Anne Hayes, because I thought it would be funny if Michelle and Julian stood on the sidewalk in front of the house and took a picture, and then we posted it up on our website or on my social media. That'd be great content.
Maybe because it's just a little soon, I could say, listen, we went out to L.A. One of the first things we wanted to do years ago was go to the O.J. house.
I did that.
Roxanne did it. I went out to, what was it, in Brentwood?
Yeah.
You know, now it's knocked down. But yeah. I took a picture outside of the gate, outside the O.J. house.
Guess what? Michelle, we did too.
Yeah. I went to Mezzaluna. I went to Brentwood, and I went to the actual condo.
Now, on Gretna Green.
Yes, on Gretna Green.
On Gretna Green. Now,
wait. Gretna Green was his house, wasn't it?
No, Gretna Green was her house, I believe. Now, Michelle and I, we were on our way to Australia on honeymoon. This was the summer of 94. And we had like a day stopover. We did 2 days in L.A. prior to going to Australia. And that was the summer of 94. And we went to Nicole Brown Simpson's house, and we took pictures in front and in the back. And I just saw those pictures recently.
I did the same thing.
Wasn't one of them called Rockingham or something?
Rockingham.
No,
that's
O.J.
That's his
Street.
House.
Yeah.
That's Brentwood. That's O.J.'s house.
That's the house that I went to and took the big house.
And right.
You know what we did? We did the drive to see how long it would take. How would he have been able to make it? You know, how long it would take to get from his house back to her house, etc. Because I was investigating that whole
quite
thing.
The sleuth. Roxanne
Forensic Files with Roxanne. You know, speaking of Gretna Green, I had like a stalker. This is back in the 90s. There was like a stalker that was sending me like disturbing letters in the mail. And the return address was like Nicole Brown Simpson's address.
Ew.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That was a kind of a weird story. Oof. Oh, speaking of crashes in California. So Anne Hayes with that crazy audio is not the only thing. Did you see the plane crash that occurred? This is nuts. So on the 91 freeway out in Riverside County, outside of L.A., yesterday afternoon, an airplane crashes on the interstate, and it was captured on two different dash cams. One actually caught the plane crashing, and then another one was the aftermath. And this is crazy. So I want to play two pieces of audio for you. And I guess this is another reason why you should have a dash cam. And this particular car not only had the forward-facing dash cam, they had a rear dash cam as well. And caught the plane crashing from the rear dash cam right behind them. All right, I got two pieces of audio. So let me play this. And this is some crazy stuff. All right, here's the rear as the plane is crashing. Here, listen.
They just reopened L.A., Tony. Oh, plane crashed. Right behind them.
You hear that? It's only like that audio clip is quick. And the guy is yelling. He's talking about something. Yeah. And then he's like, plane crash.
Oh, my God.
They just reopened L.A., Tony. Oh, plane crash. Right behind
that. He doesn't sound anywhere near as panicked as I would.
All right. Now, hey.
He's like, ooh, plane crash.
The second clip is a guy driving by. Hey, Andrew, you got to put this link up on videos that we mentioned on the MJ Morning Show. So if you haven't seen the video, we'll put these up at MJMorningShow.com in just a little bit in videos that we mentioned on the show, MJMorningShow.com. Andrew, did you take the curses out of this? You did bleep it? All right. So this is the second. This is a whole different guy passing by.
Crash. Fire. Blew up.
I'm out. I'm out.
What was that?
Oh.
Wow.
An airplane just landed on the freeway. Airplane landed on the freeway. Right in front of us. Here it is, right here.
Look, listen.
Oh, they jumped out.
Look at this.
Dude jumped out?
The people, they escaped. So both people in the airplane survived.
That's amazing.
They both jumped out of the plane.
In parachutes?
No. Where
did it hit the ground?
No. Wait. Yes.
Question!
No, the plane had already crashed on the freeway, and when the plane came to a stop and burst into flames, the two people in the airplane jumped out on the ground as it had crashed on the freeway.
Crazy. Yeah. But you see how quickly it explodes?
Yeah, and then it bursts into flames. It's crazy. Pilot Andrew Cho described how his single-engine plane lost power, and he made the decision to put it down between moving cars on the freeway. Nobody was hurt.
No.
No one in the airplane was hurt, and nobody on the road in traffic was hurt. A miracle. Amazing.
So this guy's merging skills are really impressive. He put that plane down right between cars.
We'll get the video up. If you haven't seen it, we'll get the video up at MJMorningShow.com. MJMorningShow.com. We'll put it in the videos that we mentioned on the show in just a couple of minutes. I have a story here about the most popular dog name in 35 states in the United States. And I saw this, what's today? Today is Wednesday. I think I saw this on Sunday. I've been sitting on this thing, but it's been bothering me. Because in 35 states, this is the most popular dog name, apparently. I know nobody that has a dog with this name. I've never heard of anyone with a dog with this name.
And 35 states.
Yeah. This just doesn't make sense to me. Do you know what the dog name is?
I mean,
I have a guess.
What do you think it is?
I think it's the dumbest man's name ever. Cody.
Oh, hang on a minute. Sorry. I hit the wrong button. No, that's the...
You're under arrest.
There we go. Sorry, folks.
Is that the right name?
No. That's why, I'm hitting the buzzer.
Yeah,
Cody. No.
Any man named Cody, I have no respect for.
A new study?
I want to make a guess.
What do you think it is?
Shoe.
What?
I don't know. You said it's the dumbest name.
Shoe?
Wouldn't that be a dumb name?
Apparently, that has been put together. Some study. I don't know.
35 states, Roxy.
Yeah. Come here, Shoe.
A pet toy company by the name of Bark, which I think I've seen. Is that the Bark Box? Is that where they send you the toys like in the mail, like subscription for your dog? Anyway, so Bark commissioned a study. And they pulled 10 years of subscriber data. They have information on 3.2 million dogs. And the most popular dog name in the United States in 35 states is Luna. L-U-N-A.
Oh, my God. That's my neighbor's dog's
name.
No,
it's not.
I swear to God.
No, you're lying. Come on.
Okay. I'm lying about that.
Are you serious?
Yes. My neighbor's dog is named Luna.
Alaska. Oh, I'm sorry. Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana. Anyway, there's a whole list here. Luna is the most popular dog name in 35 states.
Wow.
The other popular dog names, number two is Bella. Alabama.
That's my parents' dog's name.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Alabama, Alaska, Bella, Illinois.
Bella, we're on that list.
Yep.
No Meatball.
Yeah, so yeah, Meatball's not on the list. So then Max. Max is a common dog name. Then Cooper and Daisy.
Yeah, Daisy's a common dog name.
Yeah.
I've heard Daisies before.
We've had a Daisy. Yeah.
Also, Charlie is the number one name in Kansas.
How about Chicken?
There's no dog named Chicken. But guys, I have never heard of or know anybody with a dog named Luna. And apparently that's the most common dog name in the state of Florida.
Wow.
I don't know. That doesn't.
It's quite a study.
That doesn't make sense to me. Something doesn't add up here. I don't know. All right. When we get back.
False news. Fake news.
Something doesn't add up. It's a big dog name conspiracy. It's
fake news. Yeah, fake news. All right. When we get back, I want you to hear from a woman that says that she's always the most attractive woman in the room.
Oh, we're going to have a Roxanne segment.
Oh, come on.
Right. When we get back, a woman that says that she's the most attractive woman in the room, and she's giving tips on how you can be more attractive wherever you are. If you're at a party, if you're at an event, you're mixing, you're mingling. So this woman who is very, you know, very low key about her being the most attractive woman. Yeah, very. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, she's going to give us tips on how you can look more attractive in a room among people. You got to hear this. That and a whole lot more next here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Don't move. We're back in just a matter of moments with another long chunk of the MJ Morning Show.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, you got the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105, 8:53, and thanks for listening. We appreciate it. First day of school today in, I think, virtually every county that we're heard in, right? Virtually. Yes. Are there any counties that are not going back to school today? So, what, Hillsborough, my county, Pinellas County, where we are in the studio now, Pasco, Polk, Hernando, Manatee, Sarasota, everyone back here on Wednesday the 10th. We have this woman who is, I guess, all over social media, and she calls herself a social media influencer. She's always the most attractive person in the room. She wants to give people five psychological tricks.
Her whole bag of tricks.
She wants to give people five psychological secrets to being seductive and also make yourself one of the hottest people in the room. So you want to listen to this extremely modest individual and what she has to say?
I want to hear Roxanne's opinion on all five.
I want to see if I do any of the tricks.
She's Romanian, but she speaks English, which I think is fully understandable. Listen, I think she's attractive. I mean, she's not my type. Hey, Andrew, can you also get this up on our website? All right, we'll get this up at MJMorningShow.com. We'll get this in stories that we mentioned.
First trick is probably have a Romanian accent.
Well, if you want to see what this so-called self-described hot girl looks like and her five secrets to being the most attractive person in the room, if you want to see what she looks like, we'll have it up shortly at MJMorningShow.com in stories that we mentioned on the MJ Morning Show. Number one. Coming in at number one.
Five psychology tricks to be the most attractive person in the room. One, use your hands when you talk. Gesticulating and using your hands makes you seem more confident and more engaging.
Use your hands when you talk.
What did you say about tickling?
Gesticulating, using all kinds of gestures.
All right.
Just use your hands a lot.
Man, she sounds real hot.
Use your hands as you talk. That's okay. All right. Okay,
what's you wearing? You look poor.
Yeah. Thank you, Anna.
What's you wearing? You look poor.
All right. What else is on this list?
Your feet are too fat for heels. But this, no. You look broke ass.
What is that?
That's Anna Delvey.
Dude, that's Anna Delvey from Inventing Anna from the Netflix series.
You only recognize Anna Delvey when Fester does it.
Enough of the gardens. Who cares about the gardens?
Oh my God.
All right, let me go back to the other lady with the accent. All right, so number one, this hot chick who has no problem talking about she's the hottest one in the room. Hot girl. She's a hot girl, she says. All right, talk with your hands. All right, number two.
Two, keep your hair wet. For some reason, we rate people with wet hair as more attractive.
What?
Keep your hair wet?
Act like you just came out of the shower.
Wait, you're
you just have a spray bottle?
You're at an event? You're at a fundraiser. You're at a party. You're at some kind of business event. You're at a whatever. What? You're among a bunch of people. You're mingling. It's a cocktail party. The hors d'oeuvres are out. What? You're supposed to, what, go to the bathroom and stick your head under the sink so you come out, your hair's all wet?
Just dunk your head in, like, a punch bowl, or they have, like, a big fountain if it's
dunk
a fancy
it in the toilet.
What did it hurt? Keep your hair wet?
Keep your hair wet. For some reason, we rate people with wet hair as more attractive.
Who says that? Where is that written that we rate people with wet hair as more attractive?
In Romania... Girls who get caught in the rain are just...
Or girls who've just showered.
Occasionally.
Have you ever heard that, Roxanne? That
never.
Keep your hair wet?
I mean, I think people...
Hey, like... Froggy, go get a bucket of water and dump it on Roxanne right now.
Act like you're an 80s wrestler. Always so greasy.
I think maybe... Think about like a Sports Illustrated swimsuit magazine. It's like the girls like... coming out of the water and their hair's wet. That's kind of sexy.
Yeah, there's no water around. You're in the middle of a bar and this woman's drenched.
You ready for number three? Number three on how to make yourself hot. Make yourself the most attractive person in the room.
Three, take your time while you talk. Take breaks and talk slowly. Rushing makes you come across as insecure. Well, taking your time makes you seem relaxed and confident.
Anything else?
Your feet are too fat for heels. But this, no. You look broke ass.
Oh, my God. I have to watch this.
It's great.
You haven't seen that?
Yeah.
All right. So that's number three. Talk slowly and deliberately. Have you heard that?
I've never heard that, no.
That makes you more attractive?
So...
Is this woman pulling this stuff out of her butt?
Yes.
By the way, I can only see her face. I haven't seen her butt. I don't know. I haven't been able to rate her butt yet. But number four.
Four, smile authentically and have warm body language. Just enjoying yourself and having a good time makes people come to you like a magnet.
Yeah.
How do you show that?
Four, smile authentically.
Smile authentically.
But don't brush your teeth. Make sure they're nice and stinky.
And then finally, number five, how to be the hottest person in the room, most attractive, from this woman who has no problem telling you that she's always the hottest person in the room and she's attractive.
She knows.
Number five.
Five, having sensual energy. This means feeling good in your own skin and letting your sexual energy flow in your body.
Big D energy.
That's right.
What do you say?
BDE.
MJ MJ isn't up on the latest hip-hop songs, probably.
No, I know. I'm pretty sure I know what that means.
Well,
no,
yeah, that's why Kim Kardashian said she was attracted to Pete initially. Geez,
did you know it's a fantastic song?
By the way, speaking of that, I'm done with this Romanian lady, but...
I don't think she told us her real tricks, by the way. Okay.
Hey, am I grabbing calls here? Andrew's got calls on hold. Am I grabbing calls? He's screening calls for some reason. We'll put it up on the website. We'll have it up shortly, I guess, so you can see what she looks like. You know, she's attractive, but, you know, she's not my type. She doesn't do it for me, per se.
Whatever.
Have you heard of any of those tips, anything?
No, and I was going through the checklist in my head, and I don't do any of those except the talk with the hands, but I do that just out of habit.
You know, you mentioned Pete Davidson, and he's in trauma therapy?
What?
Hold on. Is this real?
Is that because of his father?
Since April, Pete Davidson has been in trauma therapy largely due to Kanye West's social media posts targeting him.
Oh, man.
Is that a joke?
Listen, I
wouldn't tell anyone that.
This is from E! Online. This is not like some kind of National Enquirer deal. This is from E! Online. And the claim here is that Pete Davidson has been worried, upset, anxiety jammed up because Kanye West has threatened him and targeted him because of his 9-month whirlwind fling with Kim Kardashian. The most recent, just 3 days after E! News exclusively revealed that Pete and Kim Kardashian broke up, Kanye West shared a since-deleted Instagram post of a fake New York Times front page that read, Skeet Davidson dead at age 28. Oh. So wait a minute, you're telling me that Pete Davidson had to go into therapy because Kanye West was posting things about him?
I mean, Kanye's been taunting him for a while.
He's been online bullying him, basically.
Yeah.
And he's already has like mental issues, doesn't he? Yeah,
well, he also rapped about beating Pete Davidson's butt. Remember that?
Yes.
Called him a bleep head on social media.
Not a bleep
head. But does that put you into trauma therapy?
No, it should make you stronger.
I'm sure Kanye West is a powerful enough guy that he could have people kick his butt.
There are multiple stories. E! Online, page 6. You know, multiple stories that he's in trauma therapy because of what Kanye West said about him. And apparently Kim Kardashian is very supportive of this as well. Here, listen to this. Page 6, New York Post. Kim Kardashian is very supportive of Pete Davidson's decision to seek help after being bullied by her ex-husband.
Ugh. All right.
That's nuts.
So all the trauma Pete's been in during his life.
Right.
And Kanye sends him to therapy?
You know, his father.
Yeah.
His father was a firefighter, right?
Yes.
His father died on 9/11 in Lower Manhattan with the Twin Towers.
And Kanye sends him to a therapist?
Yeah, and
I wish Pete the best of luck with this, but all right.
What if you had some rapper bullying you, huh?
Who? Which rapper?
I don't know.
It depends. Who's harassing?
Crisscross.
Run. Reverend Run.
Crisscross as in jump? Yes.
Jump. Jump. Jump.
Yeah. Crisscross?
The Crisscross brothers just beat you up, tag teamed you.
Oh. Whoa.
One of the Boys to Men guys.
I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah. Okay. They've rewritten the lyrics. What's that said? No. What's the one that?
Time to Say Goodbye.
Yeah.
It's so hard
to say goodbye. Yeah.
They've redone the lyrics. Like, they're talking about chopping my head off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boys to Men is traumatizing me. I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me. That story seems kind of whack.
I think he's just in counseling to get over Kim, maybe.
Speaking of celebrities, which celebrity that has been in the news a whole lot recently has been offered millions of dollars to do a porno flick, an X-rated movie?
Never mind.
Please tell me it's Eugene.
Which celebrity that's been in the news has been offered millions?
Wait, but he hasn't done anything in a while?
Why do you assume it's a he?
Well, when you think of porno movies, you think of a male?
Yeah, I mean,
there's only one. Peter North. I have a guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ms. Spears.
Did you say Britney Spears?
I already forget. Did I?
Damn it.
That is incorrect. No. Not Britney Spears.
So what are the clues again? It's a woman?
I just said it's a woman who's been in the news. It's an actor or actress.
Oh.
It's a woman that has been in the news an awful lot recently. And this actor, this woman, has been offered millions.
But she hasn't had other roles lately?
Oh, Andrew just said Anne Heche in my headphones.
Ooh.
No.
Oh, too soon.
Andrew. No.
What are you going to guess? Olivia Newton-John next?
You know what?
Shock jock, Andrew.
The disgusted, angry listener is going to now pile on that.
We just ran out.
Time's up.
I don't think I've ever
heard that. Another clue?
I know the answer. I'm going to recuse myself.
How do you know the answer? Up?
No, because a texter just texted me, and they're correct. I bet they're correct.
How do you know?
Because it's really good.
What is it, Roxanne?
Shelley.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go.
Shelley who?
Go ahead. Amber Heard.
It's Amber Heard, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, Amber Heard, thanks to the texter. You can always text us or call us, 800-990-1047. Amber Heard has allegedly been offered a contract worth $8 million to shoot a porno movie.
How much does she owe Johnny?
She owes Johnny. Isn't it about that number?
I mean, just write the check to Johnny.
Yeah.
It's some.
And have it be over.
Yeah, that'll get her right out of the debt there. So, listen, this is obviously a publicity stunt as well, but I would imagine that they would follow through with this.
What can we call it?
I'm staying away from it, Froggy.
Let's stay away from the thing she apparently deposited in the bed, okay? So this adult entertainment company has offered her this multi-million dollar role to star in a X-rated movie. The agency Zen Models said it's willing to pay the actress $9 million, so it's $8 million for her, and then an additional $1 million would be donated to the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles.
It's from a porn?
Yes.
It's Two Times as Fun. That's the name of the movie.
They're not going to...
Well, the script has already been written.
Wait a minute.
What are you looking up over there? Froggy, what are you doing over there?
Roxanne just said it's called Two Times as Fun. I'm trying to figure it out.
I'm not sure if Roxanne was making a joke or she was being literal. And she goes, it's called Two Times the Fun?
No, that's...
Is that a joke?
That's not the name of the movie.
I don't...
What are you...
Okay, she's trying to make a number two joke.
Roxanne...
She's trying to make a number 2 joke.
Oh, I got you. All right.
All right.
She's trying to make an Amber Heard number 2 in the bed joke is what you... Oh, I got it.
Okay. All right.
That was
I'm glad I'm glad you're cracking yourself up over the trucks.
We got plenty of people here for jokes. You know
but
that,
hey, right? If she did this, it would pretty much take her out from underneath that debt rock with the judgment that is against her in the Johnny Depp trial.
Yeah, I'd put her underneath another rock. Come on. Yeah. Thanks, but no thanks. Or maybe, who knows?
What story did I tease yesterday and I did not have time to do, and I felt really, really bad about it?
I know exactly what it is.
Game show.
Go ahead, Rox. Take it away, kid.
Monkeypox?
Yes. Are you about to laugh about that now?
I mean, it's an epidemic.
You think monkeypox is funny? Why are you laughing?
Can monkeypox get human pox?
Look at the camera. Come on, look at the camera.
Yeah.
I don't know. Today's an emotional roller coaster for me.
No kidding.
Is the camera on, Roxanne?
What a nut.
Are you all right?
I think she's crazy.
When I say monkeypox, you laugh?
It's just, continue. I want to hear the story.
Are you crying and laughing?
Oh, gosh.
Wait, so monkeypox reminded you of your daughter's first day of kindergarten? So you're laughing and now crying?
No, I just, in general, I feel very emotional today. So it either comes out awkwardly crying or awkwardly laughing. I want to hear about this story. I thought about that yesterday when I drove home. I was like, we did not get to the Southwest Airlines monkeypox story.
Well, it's not Southwest.
Oh.
It's Spirit. A woman by the name, the woman's name, Jacqueline Wynn. And Jacqueline Wynn says that Spirit Airlines kicked her off the flight because they thought she had monkeypox.
Huh?
It's crazy.
This is crazy.
But she claims that it was just eczema, that she has an eczema skin condition. Roxanne, you've got a little touch of eczema, right?
I do, but you want to know what's crazy? I stopped eating eggs, and my eczema has pretty much gone away. And
say that again?
Yeah, for real.
You stop what?
Eating eggs.
Because you get eczema from eggs.
Exactly, scrambled eczema.
It's the craziest thing. I've eaten eggs my whole entire life. I love eggs. And then I took them out of my diet, and sure enough, my eczema cleared up. But I will say that in the worst stages of my eczema, I would never have confused it with monkeypox.
This woman from California says that she was kicked off a Spirit Airlines flight after Spirit employees misidentified her severe eczema for monkeypox.
I mean, maybe if it's bad enough, maybe it could get blistery.
Oh.
Yeah, she put a video up online. She says that it took place last Friday at an undisclosed airport. I don't know why she wouldn't say what airport it happened.
Absolutely. Say the airport.
She said, I've never been so humiliated in my life. There are millions of views already. She says, quote, they had me get off the plane in front of everyone along with my wife to interrogate me about the eczema. So she's a woman, and I guess her significant other is also a woman, so it's her wife, and she was thrown off the flight. And she said that she was interrogated. They had her get off the plane in front of everyone with her wife to interrogate her about the eczema that she's had her whole life.
That's terrible.
They asked me to provide medical documents and told my wife to watch her attitude.
Watch your attitude, ma'am. Your wife has eczema pox.
This is nuts. Yeah, she is making rumblings that she might hire a lawyer to go after Spirit Airlines. And she said that maybe teach your employees what monkeypox looks like before you catch hundreds of medical discrimination cases. She says that misinformation leads to discrimination, hostility. Everyone with a visible, non-contagious skin condition has been anticipating this.
Sure, yeah, didn't even think about that.
I mean, monkey, how do you, the monkeypox thing, it's like you've got these blisters all over. I mean, how does monkeypox look like eczema?
All right. Does eczema have to do with eggs?
No.
You were just making a joke, Roxanne?
No, Roxanne
is claiming that she stopped eating eggs and her eczema went away.
I'm not saying that that would work for everyone, but it worked for me.
It just is a coincidence that they sound so similar.
Yeah.
Eggs and eczema. Back at the peak of Roxanne's eczema, she had like, what, 4 omelets a day? It was really bad.
No, seriously, I did.
Okay, maybe. Maybe you have another.
No, I had 4 eggs, probably 3 eggs a day. I used to like them that much. And I would have eczema on my lip, my forehead, right, my hands, my arms.
Now, this woman, she put up a follow-up video and said that she was able to reboard the aircraft once she showed the Spirit Airlines staff a tube of her prescribed eczema cream.
All right, so this whole thing is like hearsay. This whole thing's a hearsay right now, MJ.
What kind of cream is it? Like,
I can't think of the name of a steroid cream.
Right.
It's a steroid that you put.
Triclimaclone?
Exactly like that. Yes.
That's what that stuff is, right? Tricimaclone or right. Whatever.
I had one for my hands, one for my face, one for where I had some near my eye. So you have to get different kinds depending upon where you get it.
You had it on your eyeballs?
No, just like in my eye. Right.
And she claimed the flight attendant, once she showed her the prescription for her eczema cream, that she turned around, walked the other way, and never even looked at her again. Man, that's crazy.
Okay, this whole thing is hearsay. For all we know, she could be making the story up.
What, you think she's trying to gin up a lawsuit or something?
I think she's trying to get page clicks.
Hey, speaking of monkeypox, there are a bunch of fake headlines that have been circulating, and hopefully you don't fall for some of the fake monkeypox headlines. There are numerous articles that have been making the rounds. I've had numerous people send me the links to stories. And listen, I love when you send me stuff, but I'm a pretty good debunker. So I know what's real. I know it's fake. I know it's a conspiracy deal. I know it's not. But there's an article. And if you want to send me stuff, folks, my private email is mj@mjmorningshow.com. That's mj@mjmorningshow.com. But there's an article that's been circulating that monkeypox can live on door handles for 120 years. And that is...
How could they prove that? We haven't even known about monkeypox for 120 years.
Yeah, I think we probably have. Listen, these things have been around these viruses have been around for billions of years. But there are a bunch of posts online, and there's a claim that the Irish news site, thejournal.ie, had a headline from a medical journal that monkeypox can live on door handles and toilet seats for 120 years and can also infect anyone from 5 miles away. That is not true. But people believe this.
5 miles?
Yeah.
So have I ever told you guys I stayed in the same hotel room as Calvin Coolidge?
No. What does that have to do with the fact that we're talking about monkeypox?
Well, I could have caught monkeypox from Calvin Coolidge because it was less than 120 years ago. Oh, geez,
that was your joke?
No, it was just an observation. It wasn't really a joke. It was just witty commentary.
What year was Calvin Coolidge president?
I don't know, like something somewhere in the teens, I bet you.
Like, so do you really, how did you share a hotel with him then?
1912, 1914?
He visited a hotel in Mount Dora.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Are you having a stroke over there?
I was talking about good old Calvin Coolidge.
Oh my God.
From 1923 to 1929, and he visited the Lakeside Inn in Mount Dora, and we stayed there, and we got the King Suite.
It was
Coolidge's room.
Fester, what are you doing?
Because monkeypox lasts for 120 years. If President Coolidge carried the monkeypox, I might have been on the same toilet as President Coolidge. I could have caught monkeypox from him.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Silent Cal infecting the world.
Yeah. Hey, Andrew, do you have any more of the Grease music that's sitting around? Yeah, if you can give me some Grease music, because you know the... Oh, we need Grease Lightning. But there's a curse word in Grease Lightning, isn't there?
Bleep wagon.
Yeah. Yeah,
there it's a not couple, a curse word.
I think there are
a couple... Is it the schnit word?
I think there's an S-bomb also in the song Grease Lightning. The famous car is coming up for auction. And the car from Grease is... It's Danny Zuko's Grease Lightning. It's a black custom 1949 Mercury known as Hell's Chariot.
It wasn't black.
It was. Hold on a minute.
This car was white.
No. Hang on a minute. No. It's the other car. Wait a minute.
Oh, it was the bad guy's.
Yeah,
car.
It's the bad guy's car.
Yeah,
so
the
1949 Mercury known as Hell's Chariot was raced by the villain guy, Craterface.
Yeah. He has monkey pox,
right.
Probably.
And that was the car that was raced against Grease Lightning, which was driven by Danny Zuko.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that was down the, you know, the aqueduct or the river culvert in Los Angeles, that famous river culvert where they had the race. But that car is coming up for auction at the famous Mecum Auctions event in Monterey, California on August 20th.
I watch those on TV sometimes.
What, the Mecum?
The auctions.
Hi, dramatic. Why, it's Grease Lightning!
Grease Lightning!
We'll get some overhead lifters and four bell quads, oh yeah!
This isn't the, what is this?
Fuel injection cut off and
chrome. I have no idea. This is karaoke.
This says it's Grease Lightning clean version.
4 speed on the floor, they'll be waiting at the door.
That's not John Travolta.
I don't know. Like, it didn't sound like
it's
him.
It's a YouTube video. I don't know. It says Grease Lightning clean version.
You're the worst.
It's like, you're talking about
it's systematic.
This might there we go.
Hydromatic.
That's John Travolta.
Why, it's Grease Lightning.
But it turns out that this car was autographed by Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, it suddenly just shot up in value.
Oh, man. I loved her. I was a closet Olivia Newton-John fan. I mean, there's nothing embarrassing.
Why would you have to be in the closet about it?
Well, I'm saying that because I don't think anyone knew. I don't think you guys knew that I was a huge Olivia Newton-John fan.
Hey, stop talking about my girl Sandy.
I just always love. I mean, one of the best female voices of all time.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I knew you were. Do you want to know how I knew you were?
How'd you know that I was a big Olivia Newton-John fan?
One time you made a comparison, like a metaphor, and you told me you wanted to that I was like Sandy in the beginning of the movie and that you wanted me to be more like Sandy at the end of the movie.
Oh,
what a
creep.
Oh, wow.
MJ Weinstein.
Oh, wait, hold on. I said that to you?
Yes.
That's like an HR violation.
What are you doing? Were you with her stomp cigarettes out in the studio?
I mean, Roxanne wants to smoke in here. She's more than welcome to. It's okay.
And I'm like, you don't know me at all.
No. You know what? I think I said that. I think we were talking about a particular bit.
Yeah.
And you know what it was? I remember we were doing something on the air, and for some reason you were like ridiculously restrained. And I said, I remember now.
Like Sandra D.
Hold on a minute. So we were doing some, I can't even remember what the content was. We were doing a segment on the show, and afterward, I said to Roxanne, why were you so restrained on that? And I think I said something like, you know, you're acting like Olivia Newton-John in Grease when she was all prim and proper.
Right.
When you needed to be like Olivia Newton-John at the end of the movie.
Yes.
With you're the one that I want in the leather outfit and the whole damn thing.
Or be like Rizzo and get pregnant.
That wasn't creepy. I wasn't Harvey Weinstein here. What are you talking?
It was creepy. I just said I could tell you liked Olivia.
And then when you left the room, Fesher put on a wig and started dancing and acting like you.
Anyway,
me and MJ were going,
That particular car, the car that raced against Grease Lightning, is going to be up for auction. And it was signed by Olivia Newton-John. Her signature's on the car somewhere.
Wow.
All right, we've got one giant segment to go. So we're back in minutes, and I got a lot of ground to cover. Oh, I didn't get to the woman that was busted for hitting her partner in the face with meat.
Oh.
I mean, with the price of steak these days, I mean, come on.
I mean, it really depends on the cut of meat.
Was that a meat tenderizing technique or something? All right, hold on. We got a lot of stuff in the final chunk of the MJ Morning Show next. Don't move.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Brian Adams.
Oh, what was that?
That was awful. I like that voice.
It's like a half belch, half like an out. Brian Adams.
Brian Adams.
Brian Adams on the MJ Morning Show. You know, I have a story in my pile of possible prep, and I wasn't going to get to it today because, well, I just have too much to do. I was just going to maybe put it off till tomorrow. And then I looked at the computer and the song that we were playing out of the commercial break happened to be this Brian Adams song, Everything I Do, I Do. Was that from the Robin Hood movie, right?
Yeah.
I never saw that.
Prince of Thieves.
Yeah, I never saw that thing.
It's terrible.
Was it awful?
Awful.
Terrible.
Now, if you want to see a good movie about Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
That's right.
Much better.
Was that Mel Brooks?
Yeah.
Was that
terrible?
All right. So why am I mentioning Brian Adams? And why do I have a story about that song? Because that song was out, what, in the mid-90s, right?
Like 91.
Yeah.
90.
All right. So here's the deal. How to calm your dog in the car. There's a whole list of songs that will allegedly calm your dog in the car. And believe it or not, that song is on the list. So is there any chance that someone is driving right now with their dog in the car and they're listening to the MJ Morning Show on Q105 and we just played that song? Was your dog like a maniac and then the song comes on and then your dog just got mellow and calm?
My dog likes Master of Puppets.
Well, really? Hold on. Dude, don't blow the story here. Hold on a minute.
What am I blowing?
Well, because I have...
There's no way that's one of them.
Oh, guys, hang on a minute. I have the list of songs that calm your dogs while traveling. And then, no, seriously, there's like a top 10 list of songs to play if you're traveling with your dog. It calms them. And then there's a list of the 10 worst songs to play. And you're not going to believe it. Master of Puppets is on the list.
Oh, my God.
I swear. You know,
try to come up with a joke and you come up with a real answer. That's cursed.
Here's what we're going to do. Here's what's going to happen. Now, I don't have enough time because I wasn't planning on doing the story today. But tomorrow on the MJ Morning Show.
What? You're going to do it today?
Well, no, because I want to get all the songs. I want to get all the song clips.
I thought it was 8:30. Never mind.
So one of the songs to calm your... let me give out the number. If anyone was just driving with their dog in the car and...
And the dog fell asleep.
Nobody's going to... What?
If your dog just got calm...
He fell out the window. He was so relaxed.
Or if you fell asleep while listening to that song and crashed into someone's house like Anne Heche, call us at 800-990-1047.
Terrible analogy.
I'm sorry. that person is still disgusted. 800-990-1047. If you were driving in the car with your dog, and we just played that song, did anything noticeable happen? 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047, because that song is on the top 10 list of songs to calm your pet in the car while traveling. Now, I have the remaining songs and then the worst songs that you should never play to calm your pet in the car. I've got that list and we'll get to the full deal tomorrow.
Ooh, okay.
We'll do this tomorrow on the MJ Morning Show so I can get all the clips together. But hang on, phones are ringing. Let me grab line 6. Hi, good morning. Eddie, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hey, good morning, MJ. My dog loves Desperado by the Eagles. Whenever that one comes on.
Dude, you're not gonna believe this.
There's no way.
I swear that song is on the list for calming your dog.
Get out of here.
Hey, Fester, hang on. You want me to hand this to Fester or Froggy?
Froggy. I think Froggy's more trustworthy and believable.
Here, look at that. All right. Look at the first ones. Turn the page. Look, what's on the calm list?
Yeah, you're right.
It's on the list.
It's right here.
Desperado is on the list.
How is that possible?
Yeah, right. Froggy is the worst radio list reader ever.
Desperado. Tell me, Eddie, what does your dog do when it hears Desperado in the car?
Oh, he's just really calm. He's like, literally, I must be just like the key of the song or something like that. But whenever he's got his head out the window, he loves Going the Distance by Cake.
Wow. Well,
what the hell's happening?
Maybe there's something to the story. I was like, all right, who's putting together a list of these songs? And then here we get a call from Eddie, and one of the calming songs is on the list.
My dog bites me whenever I play Hotel California.
That's creepy.
All right. Hey, Eddie, thanks for listening to the show. I appreciate it.
Love the show. Thank you, guys.
Hey, love you too, buddy. Thanks. All right, what line? Line five. Hi, good morning, MJ Morning Show. Hey, Krista, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi, Krista.
Hi, good morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Hold on. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm crying laughing right now. I'm driving through crazy traffic in Tampa, and my Chihuahua was going nuts on the right hand on my passenger seat, and he played it, and he really jumped in the back seat, and he's squeaking. I'm looking at him.
Whoa! Wait a second. All right, hold on, Krista. Your phone is not very good. Are you on hands free?
No, I actually picked it up.
All right, that's a little better now. You're telling me that your Chihuahua was just going nuts in the car. We played that Bryan Adams song, and your dog went to the back seat and fell asleep?
Is he asleep right now? Oh, my God, Matt, or MJ, play Master of Puppets. Let's see if he wakes up.
Dog, leave that dog alone.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Well, Krista, I'm glad we could entertain you. I mean, that's sort of the goal here.
I'm glad we could put your dog to sleep.
Hey, stoned are you, Krista?
Hey, Krista, do you listen to us every day?
Every day. I have an hour and a half ride into work every day.
All right.
Hey, Krista, what time do you listen? From when to when?
Pardon me?
What time do you listen every day? From what time to what time?
From about 8:30 to 10.
Awesome. Hey, Krista, thanks, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Wow.
That's interesting.
That's proof.
We just played the song, and her Chihuahua was a maniac and then went to sleep in the back seat when Bryan Adams played.
It was like a science experiment. I want to let everybody know MJTV is back up. The stream was down for a little bit. It's back up.
Andrew, how long were we down? Because I checked my email, and I saw all of these emails during the last commercial break that MJTV was down. How long was it down?
I don't know, because I don't know that it was when it went down.
Yeah, he doesn't have like an off-air light for the TV.
Thing. MJTV is really growing. I mean, we're getting a lot of views every day. The people watching the live stream, it's really growing, but we have like the lousiest equipment for MJTV.
It's actually under in Best Buy. It's under an end cap called lousy equipment, and it came right off there.
I think we gotta try to upgrade the equipment. But the other thing with MJTV, I've had, and folks, it usually works. I mean, usually MJTV is flawless every day. And if you didn't know this, you can watch the entire show from start to finish. From 6 a.m. until we shut off, close to 10, you can watch us on TV. So we have five cameras or four cameras in the studio. How many do we have? One, two, we have four cameras in the studio, and you get to watch us. So you can watch the show, MJTV. It's up on MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. Just click on MJTV, and the link is there to watch us live from 6 to 10. And then, of course, every day show you can watch later on, or if you want to join late, you can watch the recorded stream.
Andrew, just keep the camera on Roxanne doing her hair.
Yeah, Roxanne is doing her hair.
That's hysterical.
What?
Yeah, I have a shoot I have to do after.
Look,
she has a shoot.
Roxanne, Andrew had her on camera. You're like. Just hey, Andrew, when that happens, just leave the camera on her.
Just leave it on her.
Yeah.
What are the other three options? Three.
Did you just spray hairspray or something?
Like one little puff.
Oh my God, I can't.
One puff.
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe. What
You're
a drama
such
queen.
A, yeah.
Oh, Oh, I hate, I can't breathe
just
now.
Hair, it doesn't stink. It's just hairspray. And it's a good smelling hairspray. God, no. It's one little puff.
Give him one more
but
spray.
But it gives me that thing where I get all, you know, I get all, you know, all right,
I will
choked
say,
up.
Smells good.
This Morocco oil hairspray does smell really good.
Let me see it.
Don't spray it.
No, I'm not going to. It doesn't smell bad, but breathing it in, it gives me kind of like that locked up breathing feeling.
I just want to read what's in the ingredients.
You can give it to him.
Hey, thank you.
We got to get out of here, man. We so I'll do the song list tomorrow for the good and bad songs for your dogs in the car. You saw that, what? Froggy, stop it. Oh, my God.
You're going to choke us out. You essentially sprayed it in your own
face. Oh, it smells like Roxanne everywhere. I love it.
Oh, God.
Look at this. I can't breathe.
Froggy, what'd you do? Oh, my God.
Moron.
All right, now go to MJTV and watch Froggy spray.
Oh, my God, he's so shrunk.
That was caught on video, Froggy spraying.
Yeah, because you were huffing it. I mean, you're just
you know what I'm talking about? When you get kind of, when your breathing gets locked up and you kind of get.
Throat. That's just a good time. God.
All right, we got it.
Dad.
I gotta go. Thank God I don't have a lot. Thank God I don't have a live spot here. I wouldn't get through it.
We're going to pass out in here. That was way too much.
Tell the people they're going to be the kid for lunch.
I got to. All right, folks, we'll see you tomorrow. A lot of stuff on a lot of stuff on the website. Awesome. A lot of stuff on the website, MJMorningShow.com, MJMorningShow.com. We'll see you tomorrow. Let's be careful out there.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.